everybody? How are people? Good. Glad to see you. You're back. I told you we'd be back today. People think I'm a lying crock of shit. That's what they normally say. What a day. Not only, of course, the irrepressible. Dave Landau.
Whoa.
Is here.
The replaceable.
And the wonderful Jimmy Schubert is back on
Cheers.
The program.
Hello. Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yes.
Always great to have you. Good to see you. It's a pleasant surprise. I walk in. I never know who's going to be on the show. I just walk in. And I'm like, oh, Jimmy Schubert today.
Nice. People even said that when I tweeted out. They're like, you find out the same day? I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah. I like it that way.
So do I.
It's like, oh, I get surprised too.
Yeah, it's ad-libbed. We're not, we're not getting
awesome.
Writers.
I'm definitely not what they call over-researched. That's good when I...
I'm very unprepared.
Unprepared is what I like to be.
Professionally unprepared.
Yes. Professionally unprepared. You give me a microphone. Oh, boy.
Fly by the seat of your pants.
That's all I do. Fly by the old seat of the pants. Well, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
We were yapping a little before the show about the amazing turn of events here in the United States over the past few years. And it's just gotten insane. It's gotten in-fucking-sane. And the second you think it's as crazy as it could possibly get, it gets crazier.
Yeah.
And thank God we have the comedian-in-chief, Donald Trump, in charge.
Yeah.
Because he is a hoot.
Well, he's possibly one of the funniest presidents we've ever had. It's like having a stand-up comedian as president.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny because, you know, all these videos that go viral, but there was a video on the internet a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, but a woman who was in a coffee shop in Canada, and obviously there's no sound. It's like one of those employee things, and she's dressed nice. She's in yoga pants. She's trying to get the keys to the restroom.
Yeah, I remember this one.
And she goes over and starts grabbing napkins, and then next thing you know, she pulls down her yoga pants, defecates on the floor, drops a sewer pickle right on the tile floor, and you go, well, that was crazy. But then she turns around, picks it up, and throws it at the kid.
Throws it at the guy.
Wipes her ass twice, throws that at the kid, then pulls up her Lululemons and storms out. Now, you watch that the first time, you go, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Right.
But after the 11th time you see it, you can go,
here she is.
Canadian Tim Hortons.
Yeah, this woman could possibly be the Rosa Parks of the upcoming customer service revolution that's about to happen in this country. Look, because there's no... Look, she's dressed nice. Give her the keys.
She looks great.
Give her the keys to the restroom, please.
Rosa Sharks.
Look at this.
She just pulled...
Well, they have free health care.
How this doesn't go viral, I don't know.
Look at this.
I think it had to have... Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at this.
She barehanded through it, didn't she?
If the video didn't go viral, the people that ate there afterwards did.
Certainly did.
They got something.
Now, does that coffee shop have an A in the front window? Is there an A in the front window? Because I think she may have knocked them down to a C after that. A
couple of letters down after you're sewing shits on the floor.
Yeah, in Canada, they just don't have it.
I think people should start acting like that now. We don't have to do it for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. You would see such a turnaround. The customers say, you want me to pay $35 for my bag?
All right.
Fine.
You can work it out.
I got to pay for another cup of coffee? Sure, it's free refills today. Free refills. And,
check a bag with leaky shit in it just for what they charge now.
Be fun. That was great. But guys are fucking disgusting also, because right before the shit falls out, you're kind of looking like, well, she's kind of pretty. I like nice legs.
As she's throwing the shit, I'm thinking I'd still fuck her.
Yeah. There's still the guy behind the counter is going, maybe she'll go out with me.
Because
you're a guy, a Gillette man.
She's willing to throw her own shit. I'm sure she's willing to swallow.
I mean, I've been mad at people before. I've never dropped trowel shit and throw it at you,
and
man.
Throw it at people. I don't know. Apparently, it's been the staple of primates since the beginning of time. You're mad at someone, you throw shit at them. You see it in funny zoo videos all the time.
That's true.
You know, for a person to do it, we're supposed to have crossed over that threshold.
Well, that video does it does prove evolution, actually. That whole video.
Yes, it does.
You ever doubt Darwin, just watch that.
Right.
And the great thing is that because of the internet, that will follow her for the rest of her life.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Job interviews. Well, what are your good skills?
Oh,
I will pull this video up on you. Let's see what you got.
All right, let's see what we got. You could pitch. I guess you could be a pitcher.
I don't take no for an answer.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the bad thing. That is a bad thing about the internet. That just stays there. You see with those kids, the Catholic kids from that little kerfuffle that happened over in Washington, D.C. And that's going to follow them forever, regardless of what really happened, what the media said, what everything that was said. The kid goes out for a job.
Yeah.
They're going to pull up his name, and that picture comes up, and they'll just be like, yeah, we can't be bothered.
Yeah, you're right. The damage is already done. And it's like I watched the 30 for 30 on the Duke lacrosse players.
Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff came out afterwards. You know, those kids all had to get, they all got kicked out of school.
Yeah.
They lost their scholarships.
His lives ruined.
I feel like very little of that 30 had to do with lacrosse on ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
Just the whole thing is rape.
It's just, yeah, yeah. It was, and they, you know, they paid the price for doing nothing.
Didn't they fuck a stripper?
I think that's what they did.
But she didn't know, right?
No, well, that's the problem. That's the problem. It's like nowadays, you know, I'm just gonna go up to my hotel room by myself. Yes. I'm gonna jerk off like Migs from Silence of the Lambs by myself into a tissue of love, roll over, and call it a day. I'm not gonna play this game. It's
there's too much at risk.
Yeah, it's not.
Bobby Brown just got arrested in France. Was it?
I can't believe it, Bobby Brown.
Really? I didn't get that.
Stand-up citizen Bobby Brown.
Chris Brown.
Oh, it's Chris Brown. Oh,
yeah. No, Bobby. Again,
Bobby
Chris
Brown.
another upright citizen. Yeah, what happened to
Chris Brown? What is that?
The only good Brown is Charlie.
I think, Millie Bobby Brown got arrested for rape, I think. The little kid from fucking Stranger Things. Yeah, it was... It was Chris Brown.
James Brown, Chris Brown, Bobby Brown. Think of every Brown in music as a piece of shit.
It's just a piece of shit. How did that happen? So, I guess he went to his hotel room with a girl. And, you know, the fucked up thing is, whatever happens in that room, it's just their word against each other's. And they will always default to the girl's word. Now, I'm not, obviously, I hate that you even got to say this. Most people think rape is bad and don't want it to happen. We get it.
Yeah.
But like when it becomes a word, you know, and there's a motive, you know, you get a celebrity like that, you get them by the fucking short hairs, you can start getting money.
Well, you know, and the other thing is, why would, if you're a girl, why would you go to the dude's hotel room in the beginning? What do you think he's going to do? Read you a fucking bedtime story?
Right.
I mean, what are you, fucking crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, your mom didn't fucking teach you that. It's like, you know, you're going to a hotel room with a guy. What the fuck do you think he's going to have?
A guy that fucks in his hotel room a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that guy. So
a rock star.
Yeah.
What do you
think is happening when you go up there? Right. There is an expectation.
You're enchanting.
You go into that room. Yeah. There's an expectation when you go in that room at that point. Sorry, there is, though. And when something happens in there, or it doesn't happen, and it becomes one person's word against the other, and they default to the girl's view.
How come you never hear that story? I went up to Chris Brown's room, and he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't show me his penis. He didn't try. He didn't,
I swear I fucked her. I swear I fucked her.
Yeah. You never see that story.
No, where's that one?
Chris Brown swears he fucked her.
He asked if he could punch me twice.
No, I did. I belted her a couple of times.
That would be good. Rock stars and rappers should just start doing that. Bring them up and be like, no, I want to get to know you.
Yeah, sit down there.
Yeah.
What's your sign?
I'm going to tell you about my childhood. Yeah. Sit down for 3 hours.
Please tell me about yours.
Be like, shut up. Pull out that dick like Louie and start to do something.
I'm going out into this ice bucket so I can keep it.
Yeah, that's... No, you gotta wonder also, are they rifling through the fucking garbage for the condom? All that shit.
You know that they're gonna dump it back in them, too. A lot of them do that.
Yeah.
NBA bitches.
Well, I remember a story from way back when. I think it was the Nagel Seed was the story. our own E-Rock back in the O&A days. He was recovering the condom full of jizz. Because he wasn't sure if the girl was going to take it and, you know, feed it to a vagina like space food.
Well, not only that, but maybe they grabbed the condom and use it later to frame you for a murder or a crime.
You know what? Yeah,
I mean that is certainly in the realm
that's
of possibility.
The DNA that like is pretty hard to have an excuse for. You could get blood and be like, oh yeah, I was working on some farm equipment and I cut myself. Oh, I was jacking off in a Walmart.
Yes,
and cum just apparently went everywhere.
That's why I always loved Patrice's joke about why he didn't litter, because he didn't want to throw a Coke can and have it land next to a dead white woman he didn't know about.
He goes, I make sure I throw my garbage away. He goes, oh, I throw a fucking cup in the woods in Central Park. All of a sudden, I'm the Pepsi Cola killer. Fucking guy. Yeah, that was, so we were like, we just for hours made fun of Eric for doing that and how he was had to be in possession of the precious Nagel seed. Oh. E-Rock, that was a funny fucking segment, man.
Yeah, well, I didn't trust anybody, so I didn't.
And these days you're smart to do that. You never know. I think I saw forensic files that had something
exactly.
like that.
You were ahead of your time.
Yeah.
If you couldn't flush it, you threw it in a tissue and put it in that little coin pocket in your jeans, because what else are you going to use it for? And then
a dime bag.
Yeah, and then you throw it out on the side of the highway.
What you do is you take it and you empty it in an ice cube dispenser. You put little popsicle sticks in it, and then you just throw them out your windows and hot days at laying in some lady's lap to frost. You got to try by pregnancy.
Nagel seed.
Well, they made fun of me for years with that thing. But then stories started showing up where these guys were getting fucked because these women were saving the condoms and reinserting themselves.
Women would never do that. Are you kidding me?
No. I believe all women. All. Right.
That they would do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Hashtag steal that cum.
Yeah, I don't use condoms. I'm married.
Yeah, what would you use that for?
Yeah, just all over.
Toddler juice on the loose.
I'm glad I'm monogamous. Like, I don't want to bring a girl back to the room and have to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Good luck.
It's a big thing.
I wouldn't even want to date in this time. You know, it's like.
No. It's got to. First of all, you're not really dating per se. You're going online. You hook up and have this fucking half-assed digital sexual relationship.
Right.
Where you talk about what you want to do with each other. And then if you ever meet up, like everything's just out there already. It's, you know what a disgusting pig she is.
Yeah, because
she knows what a lump of shit you are. Like, where are you going from there?
Yeah, she's going online to fuck me. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Swipe right, swipe left.
Yeah.
I got chlamydia on my thumb. I don't want to say how that happened.
But I mean,
you should put that on the fucking.
Just dumping faces in a garbage can until you find one that's fuckable.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. It's fuckable.
That sounds very nice and dignified.
Yeah. That's where we're at. No more going to a bookstore and meeting somebody in the same section. You may have common interests.
Some common interests away. Or
she reads. Gossip. We're off to a good start.
Yeah, if you hit on her, I'm sure she'll make it a teachable moment and explain why you did that wrong.
Yeah. Go to the door, a family. You knock on the door and tell the dad you've come a-courtin'.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, flowers.
Old days with the flowers and... Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I had a crush on a girl in the 8th grade, and I remember Valentine's Day, I kind of went up to her porch, and I slipped a Valentine's Day card in the mailbox and kind of snuck away because I was a little shy. But
sure.
Today, if I did that, I'd be a stalker.
You're a stalker?
Back then, I was a secret admirer.
Right.
Now, I'd be a stalker. I'd be brought up on charges.
Things that were just romantic or very kid-like or something.
Very sweet. We were in the 8th grade.
That is our grounds for a restraining order now.
Or you would tell somebody you have a crush on them and that sort. Yeah, you're right. And everything now is just like he's staring at you. He's
like slipping that secret note in the locker or something. Yeah. And it would be like, yeah, call the police. This is, don't touch the note. We need to get fingerprints.
We got to dust
it. Come off of it.
Yeah.
We got the DNA. He must have licked the envelope. Yeah. We'll get the DNA off the envelope.
He's an excreter.
Kid's life's ruined because he had a crush on a girl.
Yeah.
He had a crush on the girl and now he's going to.
In fairness, though, it might be a little more than a secret admirer if it's filled with jizz.
If it's filled with jizz, so. Although you never know what you're touching after you.
That's true.
Finish up, as they say.
Well, if it's a Ziploc.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's gotten so bad, I wouldn't be surprised if Louis' dick filed a restraining order against his right hand. That's how bad it's gotten. His penis filed a restraining order against his right hand.
I'm suing him for lost wages. I'm suing my hand for lost wages.
Well, and there's pride for every form of sexuality except for human sexuality.
Yeah.
Right. It's like this guy. The guy was back when he was in college, donated a lot of sperm. You know what I mean? Because they would pay him money, so he'd make some money. And now 54 kids turn up out of the blue of his house because they released the records from the.
And now they know semen. You're the dad.
Dad,
you're paying child support.
That's like those sea turtles that show up at the same beach 20 years later to lay eggs. They showed up at your front door. Just call you dad. Hey, that wasn't part of the deal.
I just
be anonymous.
Fucking horrifying.
Let me jack off in a closet for $70.
I was 18 doing what I did best at the time
to get
money. I am not your father.
Making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
Over there.
They could have given me 50 cents. I would have done it every day.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. I don't know how people function out there with relationships. And if, especially if you're a young guy trying to date. And so it's... You know, at my age, if I was out there actually dating women my own age and shit like that, it would be easy. They don't.
I got to tell you, though, the upside is I am saving myself so much money in dinner and drinks
that
I would buy for people.
Yes.
I'm going to buy myself a new car. No more.
That's true.
And you're ripping out the passenger seat. it's just my car. No one's going in it.
No one's coming in here. It's mine. Fuck is all.
Risk.
Yeah, there's some odd shit going on. A lot of I don't know what it is. I saw Keith's emails. A lot of transgender stories today, which is fine. We have no issues with people's sexuality here at Compound Media. Do what you want. Like, I don't care about that. If it's legal. You know, I don't care what you do. Just don't shove it in my fucking face. Don't make me have to. You know, they talk about tolerance so much. You're supposed to be tolerant. That just means you have to tolerate something. I'm in. Yeah. I could tolerate something. I could see people and not fucking bash or yell or hit or anything like that.
Yeah.
I could do that. I don't have to be accepting. I don't have to be whoopity-doo about it. I just have to tolerate it.
No, it's fine. I'm with you. I agree. I mean, all Caitlyn Jenner did was make her eulogy awkward, you know? I knew him for 66 years. He was a hell of a guy. I only knew her for 8. She was a real twat. Anyway, may they both rest in peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
That's all
she really did was get away with murder. We all let it happen.
Yeah, yeah. The last action of Bruce Jenner was killing somebody.
Someone. Oh, wow.
And then he just disappeared into Caitlyn Jenner.
He just came back. He's like, I'm a girl. I'm girl Bruce.
That's some superhero shit.
Is that still manslaughter if he's a woman?
Yeah. Interesting concept.
Apparently it's legal as long as you just start wearing a dress.
Wow.
Yeah, just put a dress on and people will be so fucking stunned they won't even realize. Especially if you're a former Olympiad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They will just freak out and go, I don't know. Did he kill someone? We don't even remember.
He must have been transitioning. He was driving like a woman.
We don't even fucking remember. We have to do a segment of... real or bullshit. Of course, Garrett is so perceptive with these internet stories. He could smell out bullshit in a second. We have the internet news and everything. Real news is fake news these days. And then you get those things like the Weekly World News from the old days with Bat Boy and all that stuff. And that's fake. Well, the same thing happens on the internet. But people assume still that because it's on the internet, it's always real. And a lot of times these stories are just utter and complete bullshit. Here's one from the World News Daily Report. Right away, that smells like shit. So here it is. A teen female on female Viagra crashes into building while masturbating on the gear shift. There we go. Now, I'm going to say bullshit. This is an old Spanish fly story. From the old days. I remember when I was a kid, you heard about
Spanish
fly. And it was some stuff. And if you put it in a girl's drink, she'd like, they found girls on the doorknobs of, at their house and on the gear shift. You heard about that one?
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? We're talking about transgender. A lot of these transgender high school students, these boys that are transitioning into women, are now competing in women's athletics.
It's just.
And this is awesome because the woman who ran the race was an African-American transgender, and the guy who came in second was, well, the was also a white kid that was transitioning. So both the transgender won the race, and now the parents of all the other girls are freaking out, going, "They shouldn't be allowed to compete. Our kids are never going to get scholarships."
This is life.
Isn't this what you wanted? Isn't this what you wanted? Come on, aren't we all equal now? Isn't this what you wanted?
The only upside is the WNBA will eventually be very excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really going to be good when it's all men.
When it's all just dudes in wigs fucking slam dunking shit. And yeah, yeah. That's what they, and you're right. Isn't this what you wanted?
Yeah, they got what they wanted.
That's exactly what they got. And now they're like, hey, we wanted it to be all nice.
Well, it's happening in wrestling, too. There's the transitioning and the wrestling on the girls' team. And it's a 1, 2, 3, you're out.
Destroying people.
Yeah, destroying people.
And Joe Rogan got in a little bit of trouble because he was saying that, like, men and women's bodies are different. And the center of gravity and bone mass and
bone density is the most important to fighting.
Yeah, displacement and everything. That's what matters. And they were like, oh! How dare you? And now we're seeing what happens.
How dare you mention science?
Yes.
How dare you talk about biology? How dare you?
A lot of women and these liberals and everything wanted it to be nice. And yes, we're accepting and we're so nice and good and so modern. And then they go, wait, our daughter isn't getting that scholarship because some dude is winning all the fucking red. Yeah, okay, this has to go. Now they realize.
Well, the funny thing is, if he competed as a dude, he probably wouldn't be doing that well.
Right.
But he transitioned over. Now he's probably going to get a scholarship himself.
Of course.
Yeah. He didn't get one as a man, so he transitioned just to, you know.
Well, he basically came up with the plot of an 80s movie to succeed. All it is.
Yeah, they've come to fruition. It's
Soul Man. It's now called Whole Man.
Yeah.
He has a hole. What is it? Used to be a pipe.
Yeah.
Now it's a whole man.
And there's no, you know,
she's
there's no
the
losing. The
plot of an 80s movie.
So that, by the way, that car wreck looked familiar. It looked like a picture from a story I had seen, someone driving into a house. And she looks like the girl from the Viagra girl.
Well, I think it's fake because if you look at the bricks, and maybe I'm wrong, but they like look like a real clean break. And I just don't think that car could have gone through that brick
maybe
wall.
Let's see the picture.
Yeah, that looks.
It does. It almost looks like.
Looks like a clean.
Looks like she went right between the trusses on that.
Yeah.
Could a girl that age even drive shift?
Oh, that's true. The girls don't know how to drive shift cars.
And then how. The length from the gas pedal to the shifter.
You're not supposed to shift it with your vagina, for God's sake.
If you stop.
No one really does that well.
Yeah.
Give it some plausible fucking plausibility if she was stopped somewhere. And doing it.
And
but driving fast enough to go through a brick wall.
Yeah.
You're on the gear shift. Yeah, you can't work the clutch, the gas.
The police sign's upside down.
Yeah, she was in a. Now, if it was a middle school parking lot, I could see it.
Right, something there. Like that. But I don't know.
I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I'm with you.
WorldNewsDailyReport.com is that's where all these fake stories come
all
from.
All the fake stories
Everyone.
Come from this.
Well, that and BuzzFeed. Those are the two.
Yeah, BuzzFeed is
that.
Awesome.
Those are the two major.
Some fake shit. I do like that, though, because the old days we didn't have the internet, so we just heard stories about Spanish Fly.
Right.
And stuff. And it turned, I guess, Bill Cosby had done a whole bit on Spanish Fly.
Back in the day.
It was one of his bits, and now you know. He was dropping
shit.
It's
like, you know, Louis does a lot of bits about jerking
off. Those comics, they like putting it out there. Just a little bit. They're like, hey, let me share a little piece of me here.
Yeah, it's like a woman who murders her wife and she's in the middle of writing a crime novel.
Yeah, right.
How fucking dumb could you be?
Right, about how to murder.
How to commit the perfect murder of your husband. The guy shows up with three slugs in him. You have a fucking airtight alibi.
You read my confession? Available at Barnes & Noble.
Or Scott Peterson all of a sudden being interested in fishing and on Christmas.
Yes. on Christmas.
2 days later, he's going, who wants a flirtini? Yeah. Fucking animal. What a fucking animal. Like, how, like, you
Christmas.
Know.
He fucking disguises himself as Ben Affleck with 10 grand heading for Mexico.
Yeah, like, but like, the day she disappears, you want it to be the day her whole family's coming over to visit?
Not a good day to kill the wife.
No, you don't do it on a holiday.
Pregnant wife. Oh, that was a bad one.
You do it on 4th of July. That's when she falls off the boat.
Yeah, yeah. I've watched enough Forensic Files to know.
I love that. If you watched the Forensic Files at all, you can't fucking kill people. My old man was a homicide. Like, you'd be choking somebody, and in the struggle, a pubic hair could dislodge and fall down your pant leg. You don't know it, but there's your pube with a little root on the end of it laying next to a dead body.
You got
to explain to you. How did your pube get next to a dead body? Well, I was in a neighborhood a couple months ago. I scratched my nuts. I must have blown in through the mail slot. You better lawyer up, asshole.
All right. Turn around.
Like, with the technology they have. Like, you could, like, fart at the crime scene, and if they got there soon enough and bagged the rascal up and sent it down to the FBI lab, and they ran it through the high-pressure gas chromatography tube and then matched up with the database of noxious smells and found out the fart at the consistency of a cheeseburger, large fry, and a Diet Coke from McDonald's on the corner of 47th and 6th Avenue. Is it something they use in a fry litter only that McDonald's uses, and traces of that show up in the fart? Then they go back to McDonald's along the timeline and view the tape, and there's your dumbass eating the cheese. And they zoom in, your fly's down, and pubic hair's hanging out. They got you. They got you. You're going down. So now your asshole and your baseball hat are going to become the same size. You're going to do some serious time in the joint. Your asshole's going to look like Yogi Berra's catcher's mitt after Don Larson's perfect game in the 56 series, bro. That's what's going to happen, all right? Don't kill your wife, you fucking asshole. Which, by the way, exactly what should happen if you kill your fucking wife.
Holy shit. That's, wow, you do watch Forensic Files. That's what they do.
Well, my old man was a homicide. My old man used to have to catch these motherfuckers by hand before they had DNA databases. And
right,
all
yeah.
My dad had to beat the confession out of them.
Yeah. Right. No, good old days.
This is a great story.
A great story.
We know it's him. Yeah. Now we just got to make some evidence.
Yeah. There's a my dad told me this hilarious story. There's a bank robbery. There's a wheel man. He was outside the bank, sitting in the car. He's parked there. He's just fucking smoking cigarettes. Two guys go in, but they trip the alarm. So these two guys that were in the bank actually run out the back door. The silent alarm trips, and there's cop cars everywhere, and they come walking up to this door because they see, like, a pile of cigarettes. This guy was just sitting there chain smoking.
Oh, shit.
Can I talk to you for a minute? He goes, I'm just sitting here waiting for really? So they come on. They bring the guy out. It's like, I think it's like the day before Halloween. So they bring the guy in. And the captain of the squad's like this, like, 6'5" dude, 275-pound ex-motorcycle cop. He's going to a costume party with his wife, with the mayor and the chief of police. And he's dressed like a giant bunny rabbit. And his nightstick was wrapped around. They painted it orange and put a little leaf thing on it. And they bring this guy in because they're going to try to, and the captain's going, you can't do this to me. I can't miss this costume party. My wife will fucking kill me. You better get a confession out of this guy. And so they go in there and they're trying to get the guy. He goes, you tell us what I go. It says here, you go. He goes, no, man, I don't know fucking shit. I don't know nothing. I don't know what the fuck happened, man. I ain't saying nothing. And if I can hear a knock on the door, you better tell that motherfucker. He's going to talk or he's going to meet the bunny rabbit. So he goes, look, I'm trying to be your friend now. I got to tell you. You got to tell me I'm your friend. Otherwise, you're going to meet the bunny rabbit. He goes, fuck you. Fuck the motherfucking bunny rabbit. And the guy goes, hey, I warned you. So he gets out of the interrogation room, shuts off the light, and closes the door. And next thing you like, turn the light back on. Turn the light back on. And the door just creeps up. You see the silhouette of this giant bunny rabbit comes fucking hopping
just
in the room.
Donnie Darko.
Fucking bam. Just fucking hitting him with the carrot. Boom. Motherfucking boom. It's like a motherfucking turn on. Fucking boom. Boom. He goes, motherfucker. And then the guy just hops out of the fucking room. And he closes the room. He goes, motherfucker. This guy goes, welts on his head. He goes, didn't I tell you? I tried to tell you.
Tell me
you're going to meet the bunny rabbit. He goes, man, fuck you. Fuck it. He goes, all right, you want to meet the rabbit? I go, no, I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what the fuck happened. So the guy goes to court the next day telling the judge, he goes, Your Honor, I got beat by a giant bunny rabbit yesterday. And he goes, all right, send him down for like a psychiatric evaluation. But the interrogation technique was so strong, they used it a couple other times. So the judge finally calls the captain. He goes, listen, I don't know what the fuck's going on over there, but if another guy guy comes through my courtroom telling me he got beat by a giant bunny rabbit. There's going to be an investigation. So I don't know what the hell you're doing over there, but you better fucking straighten it out. Because like five or six guys that come through telling the bunny rabbit story.
I love that it took that many guys.
Yeah, before, you know.
Like number six, they're like, all right, is this real?
You're
not going to see that on Law and Order.
Yeah.
You see that plot twist.
You should do
minute,
that now.
Minute 33.
Yeah.
A giant bunny rabbit shows up with a nightstick painted like a carrot.
Even without the hitting now, though, you could just have a guy in a bunny costume just interrogating.
Yeah. What city was your dad?
Philadelphia.
Philly. Oh my God. Homicide in Philly back then?
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. How was he when he came home at night?
Yeah, he was.
If he came home at night.
No, he came home. He was a little nuts, you know, because that's the psychology of cops. They deal with the scum of the earth for 8 hours a day, and then come back, and I got to forget all that happened. It's, hey, kids, daddy's home. You know what I mean?
He must have seen some horrendous, man.
Oh, dude, the story about they found a human head. It was this bus driver who worked for SEPTA, and he would finish his route, and he would pull into this little pub that opened at 7. He went for a bat and a ball, you know, a shot and a beer.
Yeah.
Comes out, you know, he's getting a little juiced up, and he looks over, and there's a Christmas bag with like Christmas wrapping and all this stuff, and he goes, and he looks around, and he goes and grabs the bag, goes to the bus and closes the door, and he opens it up, and a human head comes tumbling out.
Oh, my gosh.
Tumbling out of the bus, lands on the side. That guy's freaked out. Now he's in the bar having another bat and ball. He's disturbed. Cops show up with a paddy wagon. They put the head back there. They're trying to, anybody recognize this guy? Kids are walking away. You know, and then later on, they found a headless body down at the city dump. And eventually, they went there. They took the head down to the methadone clinic. They're just trying to make an ID.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, that looks like Leroy. But last time I saw him, he was a hell of a lot taller than that.
This is a puzzle.
No, and so what happens is they match the body to the head. They make an ID. Anyway, kids, good night. Sleep tight. Here's a bedtime story, the headless pimp body that they found down at the city dump, you know.
The odd thing is somebody would...
Having your dad be a city detective, you know?
Yeah. Not just the chopping off someone's head, but putting it in a box and wrapping it.
No, because you wanted somebody to find it. That's like sociopath.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a mental patient.
It's all his hookers.
And the only thing that they found a condom of semen in it.
Some E-Rock fucking seed.
Some E-Rock seed in it.
Yeah.
And they tried to frame him up. It was in his mouth. Hey, that's not nice. Those kinds of stories you would hear. Like my old man would wear a wire and talk to like informants and stuff, and he'd like, hey, come here, let me play this for you. He'd let me listen to that stuff. And I saw the cases he worked on. Like my dad did give a shit. Like he cared about like these cases.
Was he a detective?
Yeah, he was a detective. Yeah. Which was like, it was like living with Lieutenant Columbo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, me and my five brothers, we get like cocky and we go up to a sock drawer and take a 20 and go buy baseball cards, you know. And my old man, he had six kids, he knew where every fucking penny was going. He missed a 20, he knew about it. And all of a sudden we're walking around with stacks of baseball cards and chewing gum. You know, this guy's breaking down murderers and rapists and criminals.
Yeah, you're not.
Think we got a shot with him.
You're not competing, man.
We don't know where. You know, he just found him. Yeah. He just found him. It was like growing up with Lieutenant Columbo as a roommate, you know what I mean?
Nothing worse than when you tried stealing something as a kid and then trying to explain it or come up with some kind of bullshit story to your parent.
Okay.
You stole something. I've always been a nerd, a geek, nerd, whatever you want to call it. I love science, and I used to love dinosaurs, of course. Every kid did. So in school one day, they had a display of fossils. I was like, oh, look at this, a fossil of a leaf on a rock. It's like, how the fuck is it? So I stole it. Why wouldn't I? I wanted it. I stole it.
Yeah.
And I got home, and I had explained what this was, you know, where I got it. So I was like, look, a fossil. And my dad's like, where'd you get that? I'm like, oh, I found it outside. Yeah, that's where all these Long Island had these types of ferns growing, and dinosaurs and fossils were always popping up on Long Island.
Of course.
So he's like,
out of bones.
Yeah, but he was pretty cool about it. He told me, like, I know you didn't find that. I know you took it from somewhere. I just you need to put that back where you got it. And that's it.
Yeah, I stole.
Before it becomes
100.
An incident. Yeah.
Yeah, an incident.
Yeah, I stole $100 out of my dad's briefcase. It was the only 100 he had, and I went and bought 420 sacks and a bong. And he came to my friend's house and found me, and it was.
Oh.
But it's like the one $100 bill. He's not going to look at it and be like, "What the fuck?"
$100 is a ballsy move. That's not like so taking ballsy. Some quarters
like
out of the
like taking a 20
cart.
Out of his sock drawer. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably my old man's drinking money. He won't miss this. No, he missed it, man.
We would go through my mom's the big jar of quarters.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
A quarters, and you pick out the quarter, and then she'd eventually go to roll them up, and it's just nickels and dimes and pennies. Like I know, I threw a few quarters in there. She was like a fucking. She was a cocktail waitress, so she constantly was getting tips with quarters and everything. So, shitload of quarters. We would take them constantly, just thieving. Thieving kids, stealing from your parents.
Yeah, that was a liquor cabinet, too.
That was always.
You drink the vodka and you put the water back in.
Oh.
Your old man wants to get a tie one on one night. He's not. You can't even catch a buzz off the bottle.
Yeah, not only did you drink a little bit, which is against the rules there, but now you fucked up all the rest of his booze.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to drink it, but leave me the fucking...
Yeah, our friend's parents would do it. Yeah, you'd do, like, a line on it.
So right.
The nail mark.
Mark the bottle.
My buddy had the nail mark. They would there you go, look. You'd have to look at the label because you can see the nail mark.
And
rub it out and put another nail mark.
It never worked.
You know, and unlike these kids today that soak they take a tampon and they soak it in vodka and then they stick it in a leather Cheerio so they can absorb the booze and get a cop of buzz, but you can't smell the alcohol in their breath. But what they don't realize is the alcohol dries up the ass mucus and you get anal fissures. So you may not get busted. You may not get busted for drinking.
Yeah.
Or you can be walking very gingerly for the next couple of weeks because you dried out your fucking balloon knot.
Who is doing that? Like, who the fuck thinks that's a good idea?
Yeah, that is, though, that anal drinking is a thing. Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, well, I guess you could absorb it.
Why not just get on your, do a handstand, you pop the funnel in and just start
emptying. Right, just pour it in.
Yeah, you know what else absorbs it? Your face.
Yeah, right. Your mouth.
Yeah, go try that hole.
And it's socially acceptable to sit there and drink with somebody. You're not like, excuse me while I... put this shot up my ass.
Yeah, that's what makes drinking socially unacceptable.
Right. Yeah, you just pop out your glass eye and pour it.
Yeah.
It's like my breath won't stink. You know, just...
Yeah, I don't want to get arrested.
Dump it in your eye.
I don't know where that shit comes from. I don't know who the first person to do it is. I've hung around with a lot of my friends over the years, and we've done a lot of drinking, and no one ever suggested we somehow try to get the booze up our ass.
Or a drug. Nothing.
Or a drug or anything.
Came up.
Well, I was at an AA meeting not too long ago. Well, it was actually a long time ago. It's back when, you know, Kinison tried to clean up his act. We said, all right, let's go to AA.
And we'll all go.
And one of these guys, we'll all go.
Yeah.
We'll support.
We're here to support you,
and this
Sam.
Guy gets up there in front of the AA meeting and talked about he had such a problem with drugs and coke. He'd worn a quarter-size hole in his nose. I couldn't even snort it anymore. So I'd have to have... guys blowing in my ass with a straw. And I was sitting there with kids going, who's going to use the straw after that?
Yeah, who's the guy?
I had to leave the meeting. I was laughing so hard. I didn't want to call anybody out, but it was It was hilarious at the time.
It was the worst person in that room, too.
How do you get a...
the guy who's blowing it in his asshole or the guy receiving it?
Yeah. You're the guy blowing it into the guy's asshole.
You're hiring waitresses. Listen, there's one other thing you got to do.
Who
are you with crazy straws?
And the guy wants... And the guy wants another
crazy straw. Crazy. Take you 30 minutes to get it in there. Or you was watching it go right.
To make it fun.
That's actually programmed. Like they have the quit snorting coke. Is you have to snort it through a crazy
through
straw.
A crazy straw.
You have an aneurysm before the coke got halfway through the straw.
The worst part would be if the guy wants to do another fucking bump up his ass and you forget which way the straw was.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, blow some more in my ass. You're like, oh, fuck.
And you get ready to blow it in, a dude farts. And it goes down your throat.
Yeah, there's
come
no
on, bro.
One.
That's where I draw the line, man. I draw the line. Cut another one.
Stop. Have some courtesy for the guy that's blowing coke up your ass.
How is that not your rock bottom? No pun intended.
Gotta be.
Like, really, that is fucking got to be the moment where you're like, well, if I can only do cocaine up my ass, I should slow down.
Or the guy blowing it in, it's got to be the rock bottom for both of you at the same time.
Yeah, same time. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
What are we doing, Jim? Get off
the floor. Yeah, what the fuck are we doing?
And one guy's got hemorrhoids. Come on, pull yourself together, bro.
That's some anal fissures. You can't feel them, though.
I got a clump of crepes hanging out of his asshole.
Does he then put his finger up his ass and rub it on his gums?
Oh, yeah, you gotta get a little numb.
Yeah, you gotta get a little numb number. There.
That was the move.
That's when you think it can't get any worse.
Yeah.
You gotta do it right.
Let's see, we were talking about before the transgender thing. We were getting into that.
We got off on a tangent.
We kind of moved along. The muscle-bound male transgender dominates women's sports. Yeah. We got video on this?
Yeah, we got a video of her playing Asian handball.
I like how we're all conditioned to say her. All right. They look very petite.
So here comes the lineup, and you'll have to see if you can figure out which one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to play that little game. Which one of these things doesn't belong with the others?
Third one? The third one?
No. Here he comes.
Oh, wait a minute.
There you go.
Get the fuck out of here. Holy shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, I'm, my name's Sally.
Girl.
I thought Asian handball would be ping pong, to be honest. I didn't even know what it was.
I don't even know what Asian handball is. It's like basketball and soccer. Look at this fucking moose. Wow. Dude, that's a dude. And they're all like, yeah, put the big guy in front, the big woman right in front of the goal.
Let him play prison rules. Easy.
Doesn't it seem easy?
Yeah, you're just throwing a ball?
Throw it past some fucking...
But you can't go in that red area, but you can step before it and jump. You just can't land in it.
It's easy, though.
Oh, now the big, tall guy can just lay it over all these fucking people's heads. I guess they're playing an Islamic team. All right, there, and... Why are they moving so much? Just throw it.
Everything going on here is
the big moosey guy got in there. Big mitt. This game looks terrible.
It's all awful.
It's, yeah. Yeah, you don't even need the trans guy in the middle.
It's like
there.
Field hockey and lacrosse without the rods or the excitement.
Yes, and no excitement.
Yeah, of course, there's the big guy again just slamming it in there. Yeah.
Has the goalie stopped one shot yet?
Yeah.
Oh, there, like that.
You never played this in gym in school?
No.
Oh, no, this was like dodgeball, I think we played.
Yeah, no, I went to non-Islamic school.
I think when I was in school, we would play games that would hurt each other more.
Yeah, like dodgeball we played?
Good, yeah. Something like that.
Capture the flag?
And we would do this, but it was floor hockey.
Yeah.
We would play with little
ball. Yeah, we did that
too. Floor hockey. Yes.
But when you played this, you were allowed to... lightly check people.
Played, you were allowed to heavily check people.
It was
an excuse. The second you got a hockey stick in your hand, even though it was floor hockey and the ball, you thought you were fucking NHL and were slamming people into the wall.
The only rule was you couldn't kick a guy when he was unconscious. Yeah. That was the only rule.
That's it. You have some rules.
People had helmets, stuff.
Or hit him what looked to be purposely with a stick. You could get away with it, but it had to look like an accident.
Oh, it was brutal. That just looks really stupid.
It's just throwing a ball at a net.
Of course, a transgender gentleman would play that game.
There's a guy watching it. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to throw
it. That's happened in girls' sports all across the spectrum.
Yeah, all across.
Wrestling, basketball, you know. And so
boxing,
now, you know, this is what you wanted.
This is what you wanted. Here's
careful what you ask for.
Another one of Keith's transgender stories.
Wow, heavy transgender episode today.
There's a lawsuit.
I feel like using a woman's restroom just because we have covered so many.
We should. That's your right. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. I guess the NYPD mocks transgender woman by putting her in pink handcuffs, then slapping her with a false personation charge.
At least it wasn't slapping with a dick.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Could have been worse.
A new lawsuit charges. What's it? Linda... Dominguez? I don't know. As she was walking home through her Claremont Park in the Bronx, 11:45 p.m., when She arrived, let me say, spoke limited English, gave them a previous male name before she changed it in court because cops had asked for her prior name during a previous arrest. She also provided her address and birth date. Officer named Megan Francis secured her in a bar and a cell using pink handcuffs. Well, pink handcuffs are kind of whoa! Isn't that Indian that was banging the drum in front of the kid in Washington?
That's the woman right there.
That's the woman guy. Yeah. Pink handcuffs are just a thing now.
Covered in leopard.
They had a bunch of them left over from October because it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so they had to use a couple.
You
right.
You got to use some. It was, I've seen it on Live PD.
They were more upset that they cuffed her fake tits. That was the problem.
Because a girl cop was cuffing her. And girl cops, apparently, for this girl power thing, they carry pink handcuffs.
What was the call to begin with? You know, I mean, what were you doing that the cops had to be called?
That's,
I mean, that's the fact that's being left out of the story here.
Just driving,
there's
nothing
about...
You know, if you were in the men's room on the business end of a glory hole, well, then someone called 911.
Yeah. pink handcuffs.
If that was it.
Charged with criminal trespass for walking in the park after dark.
Yeah.
You got a cock in your mouth and you're embarrassed by the handcuffs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So criminal trespass for being in the park after dark.
So
that's why
what?
They initially questioned. And then false impersonation when someone knowingly lies about personal information to police to evade being identified.
That's actually a charge.
Uh-huh.
We've all done that.
Being in the park.
I'm not drunk, officer. We've all lied to the cops.
And we've all been in a park too late, right?
Yeah.
For real.
Let me tell you,
I mean, not for the same reason she was, but we've all been in a park drinking late. Yeah, what else are you doing there?
You're giving blowjobs for money in the park is what you're doing, right? That's what you're doing. That's what everyone goes to the park for, right?
Isn't that what...
Well, at night, during the day, kids play there, but at night.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's frisbee.
Live PD, that's the girl with the pink handcuffs. She just has them, and it was kind of her thing on the show. I don't know where she went. I haven't seen her on Live PD in a while. She was kind of cute.
So, yeah, so cops have pink handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was kind of a cute cop.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know what happened to her. Did they stop covering her Lake County?
She's adorable.
She was in studio a few times,
What's up?
I thought she was in studio with them.
She was a couple of times. She was like, she was pretty popular, and then like, you didn't see her anymore.
Yeah.
But she, I liked her. She was pretty cool.
Maybe she shot a guy.
She's calling for backup. Are we backup? What's the matter? You pinned down? There's people now. I need a regular pair of handcuffs.
Yeah.
These pink handcuffs aren't going to cut the mustard.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Pink fucking handcuffs.
I'm embarrassing the guy who was blowing people in a park.
And then there's, I love this story already. Woman shot after performing. This story is great. After performing sex act for $5 and Pringles, police say. Woman shot Monday night outside a gas station after she performed a sex act in exchange for $5 and some potato chips. Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says police said they were called to a Shell station. 10:30 p.m. A woman had been shot.
Why did she get shot?
I don't know. They found her, name not released, with a gunshot wound to her shoulder, taken to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. The woman told investigators she agreed to perform a sex act with a man in exchange for $5 and some Pringles.
And he was upset about it.
I guess.
He expected so much more for his $5 and his can of Pringles.
After the sex act,
we used her teeth. This is horrible.
How bad a head do you have to be to not get $5 and Pringles?
$5. After the act
and Cheetos,
the man demanded the $5 back and shot her when she refused. He ran off. Police have a suspect description. They're not giving it out here. I'll tell you what that is. The guy has played entirely too much GTA and Theft Auto online, because that is what you would do. You'd have sex with the hooker and then you'd cave her head in with the crowbar and take all the money back. That's part of GTA, part of the video game.
But your mom sucks dick for Pringles is like an old fucking...
That would be an old...
You know what I mean?
Yo, your mom sucks dicks for Pringles. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's like an old fucking burn.
Yeah, that's an old burn.
Like, that guy, this woman did it. She was like, well.
She actually, that's art imitating life right there.
Yeah.
That's a roast joke that turns out to be true.
She's like, yeah. $5.
Someone goes, yeah, your mom sucks dick for Pringles. Hey, you know, that really happened.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a joke. No, it really happened.
I mean, $5 too. She's not a whore.
Well, you know, I talked to.
Not quite a good negotiator.
I talked to a couple of my dad's detective friends, there's this part of Philadelphia, K&A. It's like one of the biggest drug trafficking areas in Philadelphia. It's like horrible. Like he's, you know, and these guys were sitting there doing surveillance, and his mother daughter hooker team came up to the car and offered to blow them both, like do a double Dutch bus on the mouth to south resuscitation from a mother and a daughter for like $15, and they get a bag of heroin.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you go, what kind of world we live in?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those people are dead. They just haven't fallen over yet, but that's what that drug does to people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That if you're turning tricks with your fucking daughter, wow, you've fallen pretty far.
Yeah, also, you got to be.
you make the guy who got the coke blown in his ass, you make him look like Anthony Robbins. You got your shit together.
Yeah. I mean, plus, you're paying $15, you're going to get sick.
Oh, of course.
You're going to get sick.
And $5 and a can of Pringles. I think Damone in Fast Times negotiating the abortion. $5 and some Pringles, huh?
The Pringles should actually run with that story and use it as an advertising.
Yeah.
Our chips are so good. Our chips are so good. People offer to blow you for them.
Yeah, the story comes out that he let her keep the five.
Just to counteract that Gillette ad. Yeah. You know, our Pringles are so good.
He just wanted the chips back and shot her in the shoulder.
Shot her in the shoulder because she wouldn't give the fiver back, I guess. I guess he was willing to let go of the chips.
That's for no that, good.
But wow, that is brutal. But you know what? It's romantic in a way, and if you're a hopeless romantic, you'll want to go to Steven Singer for Valentine's Day. See how I did that? Yes, it's right around the corner, and we're giving you the perfect opportunity to be a hero this year. Follow my advice. Talk to the man people love to hate. Of course, Steven Singer. We remember Steven from the old O&A days. He's finally come on board. We thank you. Steven Singer, Philadelphia's most hated jeweler, the one and only Steven Singer. Yes, I hate Steven Singer. I hate Steven Singer. What does that even mean, people? Well, Steven Singer is the most hated jeweler in America because Steven offers a different type of experience, a perfect price every day. No sales, no codes, no gimmicks. He exposes all these other people with their stupid high prices and terrible merchandise. So that's why they hate him. He's hated. But, oh boy, are you going to get a great deal. This year for Valentine's Day, he's got a real treat for the ladies in your life. Picture this. A real long-stem American Beauty rose, lavishly and deeply dipped in pure 24-karat gold. It lasts forever and ever and ever. It's not going to die. What are you going to do? Get roses that die? This thing will sit there, and then for years to come, your lady could look at it and go, ah, my man went to Steven Singer and got me a beautiful rose that will last forever. Yes! It doesn't even need water. This is special, unique, something that's going to last forever and ever. These real roses come with your own personalized love note, too, in Steven Singer's signature gift box. No head involved in that gift box. You want to unwrap it and find a giant dead person's head? That would really be I hate Steven Singer. I ordered a gold rose, and I got a severed human head. I hate Steven Singer. Well, that's not going to happen. She's going to get a wonderful gold-dipped rose and a signature gift box shipped for free, all for just $59. What the hell are you doing, people? You're going to wait till the last minute and get nothing. You're going to go to CVS and get something crappy that she knows is crappy, and then she'll hate you for it. Look at these. All different colors.
What's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box? A beautiful Steven Singer rose, Brad Pitt. That's right. Just go to IHateStevenSinger.com. Thank you, I Hate Steven Singer. We love Steven Singer. I don't think that's right to say. I don't think you're supposed to say you love the guy. But we do. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. We got, like, a lot of trans, hooker, and $5 blowjob stories today. Dave sent me this story. I don't know what is going on. We were talking about those Catholic kids that... We're falsely accused of harassing an American Indian gentleman that came up to them and started banging on a drum and chanting in front of them. Fine and dandy. People are entitled to express themselves in whatever way they please, as long as it doesn't interfere with somebody else's rights. So he's banging a drum, and they were standing there and watching the guy. And apparently it's what Orwell called a face crime in 1984. His face looked wrong. So they automatically online convicted this kid of being a racist and horrible person, a Nazi, trying to get him thrown out of school, doxing him so people could get his address to do what knows what horrible things to this kid, just because he literally was just standing there watching a man beating a drum. It's just crazy where we are right now. So a lot of politicians, news people, celebrities came out immediately before the whole story got out and were just condemning these kids. They were wearing the MAGA hats and they were painting them out to be.
Well, that's what it was. That's what it was. If not for the MAGA hat, it's a non-story.
It's a non-story.
But they had MAGA hats on.
So.
And they were actually used. They were set up. It was all contrived. And it's like, it's just funny. Yep. That it's just like, hey, you know, just wrong place at the wrong time. And, And it's the world we live in now. The world we live in is tried and convicted in the court of public opinion before anybody has any facts. You know, it's like we like being in a swimming pool. Everybody else in the pool peed in the pool except for you, and they're all standing around pointing at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you look, you know.
All you're
doing is projecting all your vile hatred and your unhappy, miserable shit onto other people. Like, everybody today wants to tell you how to think and feel. And it's like, mind your own fucking life. Mind your own fucking business. You know, your life's not that great. You're living in your parents' basement rent-free. You're fucking 33 years old. You're playing PlayStation and fucking eating Doritos and beating off till your dick's orange. Surfing the neighbor's wireless internet, but you're gonna jump on Twitter and fucking judge these fucking people.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so fucking good at what you do in your life.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what they do. They are full of judgment. And then you get the celebrities and the media personalities that come out and just lambasted these kids.
Kathy Griffith. That fucking poor woman.
Piece of shit.
Dude, that woman said $400,000 worth of plastic surgery and is still so unattractive. If you got a blow job from her, it would count as anal. She's so fucking disgusting as a fucking human being. Like, I'm do whatever you fucking want. But then, you know what I mean? Like, look at that fucking head. Looks like you get hit with a head with a bag of fucking nickels. Yeah. I mean, I would sue the fucking plastic surgeon that did that work. Sorry.
She's an awful and an awful human being.
She does look like an alien and an animal. Wig. She's just a disgusting looking person.
What did our Greg Giraldo said at a roast one time? He called her Tranny Bonaducci.
Yeah.
is that
brilliant?
But it's like you know, look, you know, take care of your own life.
The problem is can't stay out of other people's shit.
Yeah, that's it. You can't mind your own fucking business.
Mind your own fucking business.
You'll be a much happier human being.
Yeah. No, we're all up in everyone's shit now, and a story like this, they jump the gun before anybody gets any facts. These kids were doing nothing. I watched a clip last night, another clip from another angle, whatever the fuck. It's like the Zapruder film now, where the kids, the guy's banging the drum, and the kids start jumping around, chanting with them. They were excited. You could tell they're 14, 15-year-old kids, and they're in D.C., from Kentucky, and they were psyched. They were like having fun. It looked like, and then they're like, look how they're taunting this man and mocking him. It's like they're joining him in his chant, and they're jumping up and down and like chanting with him. They're kids on a field trip.
Oh, but hey,
having a good time.
Let's ruin their fucking life because they have MAGA hats on. It's gotten so fucking ridiculous, bro. I get it, you know, but it's just, Jesus, you're unhappy, you're miserable, you want to ruin everybody's fucking life.
Has.
I got news for you, motherfuckers. Today, it's those kids. Tomorrow, it's going to be your fucking ass.
Exactly.
Okay?
Or your kids.
Or your fucking wife, or your fucking husband. It's coming. Nobody's fucking safe.
It always comes
fucking safe.
You can't set up that many PC swords. You've already seen it happen. Kevin Spacey fell on him. Everybody who was doing it fell on him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Today, it's them. You know, the fucking Germans have a word for it called Schadenfreude. And that's when they, you know, they love building you up so they can tear you fucking down.
That's it.
You know? And that's all it is. And it's gotten so fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Social media? How about anti-social media? Am I right? Fucking, come on, eat a bag of fucking dicks. I love to go through all fucking people. It's just like, you know what it is? It's like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. They're all fucking internet ghettos designed to eradicate original thought or fucking original.
Oh, yeah.
No, get in the group think. Get in the group think.
Yeah.
Think like everybody else.
Join the mob.
You know what's funny? I've done some
mob.
Research
it's
about it.
It's not even group think.
Yeah,
it's
but
mob
you know
mentality.
Sometimes it's not even a mob. It's one douchebag sitting in his fucking basement with 40 Twitter accounts just trolling, looking for something, and then he attacks you with all 40 of his fucking Twitter accounts that he set up because he's got no fucking life. Who does that? Jesus
with nothing.
Christ.
Mental patients.
Mental patients. A guy
fucking
who should be dead.
Miserable people.
Yeah.
Miserable people. Well, there is a lot of people have come out and said they want violence perpetrated against these kids. They want literally punched in the face.
That's my point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They want, they're giving out their addresses and then telling people where they live. Now, what do you think? What do you think they want to happen? A fucking brownies delivered? No, they want violence to happen.
If you're verified on Twitter and you say to go punch these kids, hurt these kids, dox these kids, Twitter should be held accountable and every one of them should be charged with absolute assault.
Absolutely.
It's seriously a fucking crime.
Yes.
It's not okay.
It's a fucking crime. But that's what they do. But somebody over there at SNL had a different idea, different twist to this whole thing. I guess a writer over at SNL offers oral sex for anyone who punches MAGA kid. That's all right, I'm in.
In fairness, I want to take her up on it.
Is that the same girl that did it for $5 in a Pringles can? Because apparently she doesn't take much to get the mouth of South resuscitation from Connie Cleavage over there, huh?
I'll do it.
No wonder the show blows if these are the people writing for it.
That's
how much depth is she?
Possibly be funny.
No, not at all. Do you think that's how she got the job? Was her great sketch packet and not her game?
her great writing samples got her the job.
Yeah. She fucking showed up to the interview and it was like, "You're hired. But you haven't looked at my portfolio. You're hired. Don't worry about it. I've looked at enough. Look at those tits."
Yeah, to get hired as a writer, you just have to pick up this pen. Well, she did it.
So
welcome to the team.
Yeah. So she says, I'll blow whoever manages to punch that MAGA kid in the face. Do we have any more pictures of her? Can we find some more pictures?
I'm looking, but she shut down her Instagram.
Because it's all pictures of her.
Oh, what a shocker.
It's all pictures of her being a whore. That's why she did it.
There's got to be pictures of her. Like,
yeah, I'm looking.
Put her name in and images? Yeah. What does it come up?
It's all pictures of her dressed slutty.
Is
you know,
it?
Comedy.
That's her?
Yeah. Stand, you know, funny. Sketch writing.
Wow.
Because that screams comedy right there.
Yeah.
She
can't. Not a funny meme.
Your tits are too big to be funny.
And then that one with the guitar says something, too, that's very, kill fascists.
So she's all about, like,
being a fascist.
Presenting herself as a sexual thing, but that's... Is that her right there? All right, click that one.
No, that's...
No, who is that?
No, she's on SNL right now.
Yeah.
She's...
All right, that one.
Maybe her, yeah.
Look, too, though. She's looking like, you know...
How dare you objectify women?
Right above the pube line.
How dare you objectify these
women?
Don't
objectify. Don't look at this picture and think how much you'd like to fuck her.
Yeah, here's
don't.
A
whatever you do.
Don't
do it.
Pardon
don't.
Me.
Don't.
Don't do it.
I dress like a pussycat.
Ah, too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
I remember watching. There was a show where somebody could read someone's mind, and somebody was trying to pull one over on him, and they had to concentrate on just a brick wall, like concentrate without thinking about what they were gonna do, but do it. And at the end, it was impossible. They couldn't do it. Like, and the guy figured out what they were going to do. That's exactly what they're trying to do here. Don't you think about fucking me. Don't you think. Yeah. Don't think about it. Don't think about it.
I am funny.
What's in her.
Look at my. Look at my big, hilarious tits.
What's the line up top?
Yeah, I don't know what that
is.
I think it's just squished so far
squished
up.
In.
Or is it squished and wrinkling?
Yeah.
Or is it a fake tit?
Could be a fake tit.
I don't think
that's a real botch job if that's the line.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. She's on her back. So
who did that tit job? Dr. Mengele?
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's my plastic surgeon.
Dr. Mengele.
What?
I love it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
So this is
them big soft titties.
She screams like writer. That's what I think when I
look
at her.
Oh, you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened to this
writer.
Poor girl. She's growing up. Everyone just talked about how fucking pretty she was, and she got everything. And she started resenting it. Love me for my mind. I'm a comedy writer.
I have a knife.
Totally fucked the shit out of her, though. Look at some. She looks like that actress. What's her name with the red hair? I'm super bad.
I would like to take her up on her offer. I just want to put that.
Yeah, that at least.
I mean, I don't.
It's not like fucking Leslie fucking Jones is saying, I'll suck your dick if you punch that motherfucker.
You ever had a man suck your cock?
Yeah.
I'm the closest thing.
Again, that would count as anal. As you know.
Oh my God.
Not only could I not get hard, my dick would. I would get an inverted boner.
Yeah, yeah.
My dick
yeah.
would go up inside my body. Oh, yeah, stop it.
You'd look in the cock is poking my prostate.
You'd look and there'd be a dick shaped fucking in the wall from where it ran away like a cartoon.
Well, I was going to mock her, but
speaking of comedy writers, if anybody wants to download my new special, Zero Tolerance, you can go to jimmyschubert.com. It's out there and available. Want to see what real comedy is? You can download
Zero Tolerance.
Yeah, good. What do you think that's about, bro?
Very good, my friend.
I have zero tolerance for fucking idiots.
All this shit.
Morons. It's just ridiculous.
Well, the child ate a piece of toast, and it was shaped like a gun, and he pointed it at one of his little schoolmates. We have a zero tolerance policy here. Oh, you have a zero fucking thought policy, too? Zero common sense policy? Man, when that happened, a kid ate something, a Pop-Tart or something, into the shape of a gun and pointed it at a friend. They suspended the kid. He's a little fucking kid because of their zero tolerance policy.
Dude, every little kid, my son is three, every little kid knows what guns are. Every one of them.
Well, because
it's the same people who put guns in all their movies. I wonder why.
Right.
You know, what was the kid going to do? It was a Pop-Tart. Was he going to shoot him with diabetes?
Yes. He gave me the sweet blood. He gave me the sugar.
I got shot with the leg taker.
He blew three of my toes off with that thing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, it's just bullshit.
It really is. It's gone to the point, the level of just insane. People are actually, I saw a tweet, I'm not sure who it was from, but they were trying to get him kicked off of Twitter. He said the Catholic school that these kids go to would be a good place for school shooting. Like that.
Well, they had to shut down the school today, is what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah, they all got a day off.
There were going to be protests.
You know how the kids all hate that?
They hate it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so funny. Like, they all preach this stuff, and then it would be a great place for a school shooting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, so, but only when it goes one direction.
Yeah, they say, wow, the hatred that kid expressed by standing silently in front of this man and allowing him to express himself was so terrible, you should shoot up his school.
Dude,
it's literally insane.
The same people who got pissed at Louis for making those jokes, they were like, yeah, why don't you come down to Parkland then and do it to my face? And it's like, so your problem with violence is resolving it with violence?
Yeah, that's what they do all the time. It's all about violence on the left. The people on the right, like those kids, they're willing to stand there and just watch.
The kid said, I was saying a prayer in my head, hoping that the whole situation would dissipate.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what he was doing. And for that, you want to take an AK-47 down to the school.
Right.
And shoot up all those kids. I mean, it is actually vile. It's disgusting.
Jesus, would you please get this primitive savage out of my face? I'm praying for you, sir.
Dude, can you imagine, too, like, before cameras, like, the one rapper who walked up to those two guys in the food court? If you did that to me and my friends when we were all 17 skateboarders, we would have fucking beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. He picked two little kids with matching.
Well, of course, because he's a coward.
That's what I mean.
That's why these kids are cowards. Because they're cowards. These kids are 17. You're a coward to attack
like
these
Kentucky
people.
Kentucky white kids.
Yeah, why don't you try doing it to somebody who actually, how about I show up at your house with a fucking handgun and empty the clip into you and your fucking family? Is that what you want? How about I do that, asshole? See, that's why we should ban guns.
Yeah.
I love how all the people with no guns are going to come and take the guns off all the people that have guns. Let's see how that works out for you.
I'll tell you, some of the people I've seen from Proud Boys that wear the MAGA hats, if there were two of them in a McDonald's, you think that motherfucker would have walked up to them? That guy that fucking decked that
the 11-year-old
that punch and sent him fucking flying? You think he'd walk up to him and call him a fucking...
Yeah.
piece of shit.
Walking up to kids with hope, a future, and something to lose. Go find the guy who has none of
those
things.
Nothing to lose. Go ahead. Now go give him shit about his hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch what happens. His hat.
Maybe he can explain to you why he's wearing that hat, because he doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Doesn't give a single fuck about anything. Maybe he'll give a fuck for a second about punching your face in. That's all he'll care about.
And CNN put out a thing today explaining why a MAGA hat is a racist thing.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah, they had to pass legislation. Children should not be allowed to wear MAGA hats.
It's the new KKK hood.
Oh, is that what it is?
Alyssa Milano
said. And it's all based on a fake news story. Yes. You've all been played. You should feel like morons. You've been played by people who edit a video. In fact, Twitter banned the account that came from because
I have to share this real quick. If you want to go in on it, this is her with an I voted sticker on her titties.
Oh wow!
See that?
Who's that? Alyssa Milano?
No, that's the chick who will blow you.
Oh wow!
My friend Ken just sent this to me. This is why her Instagram
is down. That's
sweater
meat, huh? Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
This is why she writes on a
but
sketch
I write.
Show.
That's why she writes on a sketch show.
Holy
her
shit.
Her tits are hilarious.
I'd love to know which
I had a feeling I had to look at my phone and thank God.
Wow.
Oh, the double standard, the hypocrisy.
CNN's actual thing was why Trump's MAGA hats have become a potent symbol of a racism by Isaac Bailey.
Well, that's funny because the CNN symbol has become a potent symbol of lying and disinformation.
Bullshit. Right, right.
A fucking steady stream, 24 hours, bullshit, lying, fucking say whatever the fuck you want, whether there's a fact involved or not, make it up, it doesn't care, just say whatever pops in that empty fucking head of yours and spit it out onto the airwaves. Yeah. You fucking asshole.
All I've seen are people with those MAGA hats on being harassed. Like, I never see people with MAGA hats walking up to people and harassing them. And there's plenty of cameras around. But all I see are people harassing people with the hat.
Yeah.
But then they'll tell you, just wearing the hat is harassing. If that's the case, you need a rubber fucking room to rest in. If a hat is getting you upset. A fucking hat.
And especially in a free country, you can wear whatever want on the hat.
You could wear a Klan hat. It doesn't have to be the new Klan hat. You could literally walk around with a Klan hat.
If you want to.
It's America. Holy shit. She really loves manipulating her tit like a big pile of silly putty. Oh, is that beautiful.
Here's what sucks. There's nothing I wanted in my life more than to be on SNL, and now I just want nothing to do with it. But this is what it is.
Dude, she would look and go, did you punch him? Like, look at that face. Did you punch him in the face? I'd be like, yeah, I punched him. Yeah?
Okay.
You got proof? Yeah, here's the video. Let me watch it. Okay. Okay. And then you'd hear.
But I love how that's supposed to be the joke. Like she's telling you to actually hit a guy, but then she wouldn't follow through because she was kidding.
No, she better suck a dick.
That's what I mean. Like written it.
Best suck that cock.
No, that's not going to happen. The guy's going to punch. He's going to run, jump the fence, run in the schoolyard, sneak up on a kid, sucker punch him, and then run right over to Saturday Night Live and get locked up for stalking somebody. Locked up for stalking.
Explaining that to the security desk at 30 Rock.
Listen.
Yes, I'm here for my blow job. I should be on the list.
If I work security, I'd be like,
sir,
yes, sir.
Get in line. Get in line.
There's 100
guys standing over here.
A bunch of guys going like,
sir, that's just the elevator leading up to the floor she's on. It's 30 guys to the front door.
30 guys waiting for their blow job. What a hooa. Fuck her.
Oh, God.
Look. I bet she's... I'm a writer on SNL.
You guys told me I was funny.
Yeah, let me do me a favor. See if we can get the people Photoshop that kid and me squawker punching him. I'll just take that
over. Yeah, take that over.
There's some Photoshop. We got anybody good Photoshop?
It's good enough. Look, can I just jerk off in front of you then?
Yeah, how about you just give me a hand job with no eye contact?
Yeah.
Okay?
I called him an asshole. Can I jerk off in front of you?
Yeah. If any girl punches her in the face, I'll jiggle my balls in front of you. I'm saying that right now.
Yeah. Are there any pictures of her typing in front of a
no, but
a laptop?
Here's her in child's underwear.
Yeah.
Are there any pictures anywhere of her taking a pencil to paper?
Yeah.
Is anybody
writing?
Is there a funny meme? Yeah. Is there a meme with a joke on it anywhere?
Anything there, other is, than her in
How about her wearing glasses with a big nose and eyebrows on it? Anything?
Perhaps pitching a sketch. Anything whatsoever.
A picture
anything
of her reading
her in provocative.
Any pictures of her reading a joke book? Maybe something.
Anything.
I would love to know what sketch she's supposedly written. Is that information available?
Yeah. A knock-knock joke. Anything.
Oh, there's her on the
bed
being hilarious.
Yeah, that's her. I know her body now.
Oh, my God.
The wide hips, the tiny waist, and giant tits.
This is a mirror of her Instagram, so it's like...
Oh, that's good.
That's her during her period. Hers are real bad.
So all of her... All of her pics are just...
Sorry. It's the fucking creepiest.
Wow.
Oh, her and Batman on
Batman.
Apparently
she has... Lose the top, honey.
Oh, we bucket this.
Was this
I like this broad. She's hilarious.
Was this her writing package she sent in? Lauren Michaels?
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren Michaels is just like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, give her the job.
I think it's
good.
She's very funny.
What do you want to know what drug writing looks like? You can go to jimmyschubert.com and download my new special. It's on Vimeo.
You can see me in little boys' underwear posing naked.
I want to
be on SNL.
That's what I like. Her in little fucking boys' underwear. She's wearing underoos.
Wow.
Look at that. Any of the videos?
How old is she?
This many.
Some people are saying
that. Let's hear. Maybe this is funny. Crank it up.
I'm not sure, sir. I'd like to clarify that when I say the word come, I'm actually referring to penis butter. Some people are saying that my jokes are a bit too sexual in nature, so I would like to clarify that when I say the word cum, I'm actually referring to penis butter. Some people are saying
that
my jokes are a bit too
sexual.
That is hilarious.
Nature, so I'd
called
like
cum
to
penis butter.
That when
huh?
I say the word cum.
I don't get it, but I like the way she's saying it.
I like the way she says it with her big blue eyes. She got blue eyes. I blew cum all over him.
She blew a guy. You hit a guy.
Oh, wait. She got the whitest teeth I've ever come across.
Now.
Oh, penis butter. You jerk off. Hey, write me a joke, honey. Look at those tits. I voted for those tits. Oh.
I'm going to need two stickers. I'm hilarious.
Look at that. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I like her.
What a perfect penis landing strip crease right there.
I'm just saying, if I'm hiring writers, you got the job. I'm not going to listen to one pitch.
Punch him in the face. She'll blow. So, you know, she probably goes around the old writer's office there at SNL and just constantly makes those jokes. Sexual jokes, but the second a guy would do something back, it's all bets off. They're fucking sued. But she's going, I'll blow you for this. Hey, fuck you. You know, you got any penis butter for me? And then the guy's like, hey, you want to hit up the bar across? Monster masculinity.
Ray.
Call Gillette. Fuck you, cunt.
I love this. The cast members of SNL have neck tattoos, and these are the writers. What a great time we're living in.
Why isn't Pete Davidson fucking this one?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
I bet she's
Let's be honest.
Yeah, he probably banged her. Probably nailed her.
Sure, as part of the interview.
Yeah, you gotta fuck Pete Davidson. You know, his father was 9/11. And then
saying.
She's like, oh. All right, let me see some more. The Bukkake
glasses. Guys only think with their dicks, which means I'm constantly blowing minds. Guys only think with their dicks, which means I'm constantly blowing minds.
It's like a retarded perfume commercial from the 80s.
Dude, these are the jokes Phyllis Diller didn't use.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Think of their dicks.
These are the jokes. These are the jokes Joan River threw in a trash can.
Yeah.
This joke wasn't good enough for Joan Rivers. Unbelievable.
That is a terrible. Okay.
It's just a bad joke.
No
There's
talking.
No audio for this
moving.
One.
All right. Well, we got a little look at her legs there.
Yeah, see, this is the thing with the internet, bro. There's all, you know, you can be careful what you do and say, and then you know, it's a, because there's a whole, I'd like to introduce Exhibit A.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as Exhibit A.
And believe me, I like how she deleted her Instagram. What are you, stupid? You might as well leave it there because it's still there. Everything's still there.
Well, and also, if you want to look like you actually believe in the shit you're saying, you immediately delete all proof of it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Exactly.
She just blocked people, like she made it private.
Private, yeah.
So
yeah.
She has 70,000 followers who can still see it. She has stopped anyone new.
Is it because of her writing she has all those followers?
Yeah, it must be her writing prowess.
Yeah.
People love what she writes.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could do that. I really, I wish I could go, like, just take pictures of a thong on backwards with my testicle satchel hanging out, shaved scrotum, and just go, you know, people say I'm always throwing tongue darts in a fart box, and that way, you know, after Taco Tuesday.
And they'd go, Jimmy Schubert is hilarious. And look at his fucking cock bulge in that fucking banana hammock.
Yeah, just sitting there with a picture of the neck.
It looks like he's hung like a button in a fur coat. Look at this guy.
The neck of your dick to get a writing job. I like it.
So it never goes the other way.
Here's a little more of how smart and funny she is.
Okay, so if you're a ghost, and you, this is messages for all the ghosts out there, by the way, and you want someone out of your house, instead of trying to scare the shit out of them, just fuck with the wireless.
Okay. Okay, I've seen enough, bro.
And wow.
Do you know why she thinks she's funny? Because every guy trying to fuck her laughed at her jokes.
You are so funny.
Oh, you should do this professionally. So are you going to suck this or?
You know, I've never known a girl that is so pretty, but also, like, so fucking funny.
It's crazy.
Ugh.
I mean, I'd love to keep hearing you talking, but if you could turn around, I'd like to fuck you up the ass.
Yeah. Can we do that?
God. Bro, I actually would rather go to the dentist to get my gum scraped than watch another minute.
Oh, here
we go. Hilarious Instagram sketches.
Please, I love
her. This is the one you wanted. Talking about writing comedy.
Oh, thank God.
I do not have writer's block. I have writer's big black block. Wait, is that racist? I do not have
she's like
big
a wordplay. The lowest form of comedy on the planet.
I do not.
She's trying to like do the facial expressions like look at me.
Why did you subject your viewers? Listen, people, if that hurt you, go to jimmyschubert.com, download my new hour special, and then I show you what comedy is with setups, punchlines, callbacks. It's hilarious.
Real comedy is.
Jesus, for the love of Pete.
I'm retiring from the business.
You think, let's...
big black writer's block.
Guys, if there's a girl on Twitter that you think is sexy, you should tweet her and you should tell her, I want to fuck your titties. And she'll be like, hold on, let me check my titty schedule. Yep, I have an opening. You can fuck my titties. Guys.
All right.
Wow.
Well, she just invited everybody. Send her a tweet saying, I want to fuck your titties.
In all seriousness, what is any of this NBC material?
Yeah, how is she still
Remember when we were on that shit show?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we weren't allowed to say anything.
We were on that show last Middle Act Standing. Yeah. We had to submit our sets 3 weeks in advance through our attorneys. Running through corporate, running through product placement. You know.
And then at the last minute, I have to switch everything I was going to say.
Yeah. 5 minutes before you go on. Like all these references, you can't use them. Okay. So we had to think on the fly and come up with other stuff. Yeah. You know, like a real comedian.
If something happens where a lightning strikes and she actually gets fired or something for this, for what she tweeted about punching him and NBC realizes what she's doing, and you will see an avalanche of lawsuits from her against every single person on SNL.
Well, she won't get fired.
That's why she won't get fired, by the way. You will never see anything happen to this girl. She is permanently at NBC. She will never get fired because she will sue the living fuck out of everyone over there.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And that's why companies are no longer hiring women.
Right. And it only goes to hurt the women that want jobs because they go, what are you crazy? I'm going to hire a woman so she can fuck me over in a couple of years?
There's guys that have said that. They said, well, this is
of
the
course.
Case. And, you know, I'm trying to run a productive office.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just, you know, guys are willing to stay late and work their asses off. It's just, you know, I mean, you think you're doing or helping or hurting. I mean, you're hurting the.
Right.
But in all sincerity, like, I knew great female writers when I was at Second City that were sketch writers that did not look anything like that.
Oh, no.
There's, and believe me, there are a lot of funny women out there working that are hilarious.
None of them are that
pretty. That's what I mean, though. Like, how is this them really taking the side of femininity?
Right, it's not.
It's bullshit.
She's basing everything she does.
I know plenty of unattractive, funny women.
And the minute you bring it up, you're the bad guy. You're the but there are a ton of funny female comedians out there working.
Yeah, yeah.
And writers that I guarantee you couldn't even get past the interview.
By the way, we are seeing like the 10th or 11th take of everything she's done. You know, she records it, plays it back, and goes, "Oh, I could do a little more with my eyes on that one. Let me redo it.
Let me wear these
over and over. My makeup isn't right. Let me do my hair. All right, let's see what she's saying here.
Guys, just remember that in life, it's really important that you don't let the little things get in your braids are fucking uneven, motherfucker.
Oh,
guys,
I get it. Okay, the little things, and then look, she got a little thing annoying her. Holy shit.
Wow, bro.
Imagine having to sit and talk to her. Like all you think is...
I'd have a callus on the roof of my mouth from a loaded revolver after that conversation. I'd have a callus on the roof of my mouth.
I feel she's so self-involved. You could blow your head off during a conversation and she'd just keep going.
How would that affect me?
She wouldn't even notice. Wouldn't even pay attention. So anyway...
I'm so glad you're on the same page as me.
It's my birthday tomorrow, so I feel like I have to passively aggressively post this so my two friends remember to send me tip pictures. It's my birthday.
Wow. Look, she's laying on the bed like she's perfectly like, I can't move. I look really good here. Let me get my hair.
Wow. By the way, those aren't prescription glasses. Those are just bukkake.
Yeah. She got those from the prop department at Saturday Night Live.
Exactly, yeah. For the come to him.
Those are actually the...
You'd need windshield wipers on them if I was there, honey.
Yeah, she's... she stole the Matt Foley Down by the River glasses.
Because you would blow a load of peanut butter over her goggles.
Yeah.
It's penis. I stole glasses from when the show had talented people on
it.
And you could put penis butter on them.
Penis butter. She fucking is just, you know exactly what she's all about. If you sat there and had to talk to her because you're just trying to fuck her, you would be in hell. That shit, that voice, the love, and then trying to make jokes and you'd have to laugh at them. And
if she even like pitched something, Lorne Michaels would just be like, well, here, you're going to just give her a dog treat and tell her to leave the room. Like,
good
no one
girl.
Would take her seriously.
Good girl.
Oh, you did
now
great.
Go blow the staff.
Yes.
Go finish. Why do I sound like Alfred Hitchcock?
Go finish on. Well, because Dr. Evil is the only way to really do Lord
Yeah,
Miles.
It really is. Oh, this must be St. Paddy's Day.
Remember that everything happens for a reason. And sometimes that reason is because you're stupid and you make bad decisions.
Ah, well, there you go.
Wow.
Oh, wow. How ironic is that?
Talking about the network or your tweet?
How ironic.
She's kind of like Poppy. Remember that weird girl?
She's trying to be a little like Poppy, but Poppy's more mysterious.
Yeah, what was that other comedy special? Nanette.
Oh God!
Nanette. I'm quitting comedy.
And then she toured.
Yeah. It's like, get the fucking, like, I love how people, like, you know, I've been doing comedy for 30 years. It's fucking incredibly tough to break in and then also to maintain your relevance in it over the years. Yes. Tough to break into, tough to stay in. And they go, you know, comedy's really tough if you're a woman, if you're, you know, hey, comedy's fucking tough, period.
Doesn't matter who you are.
I don't care who the fuck you are. It's only the toughest thing you'll, like, ever do except be a UFC fighter and get your head caved in. But I mean, like, it's a fucking tough way to make a living. It's brutal. You can get a callus on your feelings. You're constantly running through fucking airports and fucking living out of a suitcase, you know, in hotel rooms. It's horrible. Right. You know what I mean?
You didn't feel that Nanette, that special was showing how difficult it is to be a lesbian.
Get the fuck out of the way. Get the fuck out of the way.
Get the fuck out of the way.
So everybody can move up one in line. Okay?
Right.
We're waiting here. You know what I mean?
I'm not doing comedy. I'm going to talk about my multiple rapes and assaults and how awful men are. But, and then the people sitting there going, do we laugh at this?
But she quit comedy, and then she toured, and then she said she wanted people with anxiety to be let in first, where it's like, holy shit, can I get let in first for what you're doing to comedy?
Anxiety gets in first.
Well, it's like the seating in a magic show, you know? Blind people up front, colorblind people behind them. People with really good vision all the way in the back. We're seating a magic show.
Yeah.
Blind people up front.
She said she would only perform at a venue if it was all transgender bathrooms. And transgenders, people in wheelchairs, and people with anxiety were allowed in first. Like, what a fun front row.
Oh, my God.
Just shaking, nervous, paralyzed.
Oh, yeah. Ah, I'm freaking out.
This is scary. I'm a lady boy.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Don't worry, we all share the same one.
Sad state of affairs. Comedy is in a sad state of affairs.
But it's not comedy. That's what I don't
understand. Unless, of course, you download my new special. Go to jimmyschubert.com. It's available on Vimeo. $3.99. You can rent it. Cheaper than a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Bargain at any price.
And at $3.99, I rented Mission Impossible 3, and my special is much funnier than Mission Impossible 3.
It is.
So go get my new special.
And the less expensive.
Zero tolerance.
Yes. And you're doing Bennington Unmasked tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's awesome.
So I figured I'd spend like a couple hours with you guys just to loosen up, because that's going to be like, I'm going to just like getting interrogated. It's going to be a law and order.
Yeah, it is. Like Ronnie is definitely like an oldie time detective.
But he's a great interviewer.
Light your face, have a phone book to hit you with.
Yeah, we're that's
fun. Where are you doing it at? Are you doing it live or in studio?
No, we're doing it in studio in Hilaire Friday. But you know, I love Bennington. We're old friends. You know, we go back to the
Ronnie's fart days,
and he's an amazing. I love that he's back doing stand up now too, which is awesome.
Yeah,
because he was back in the day. Ronnie was the king of freaking stand up back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see what I got. What is this little pop up in my way for the phone? There we go. All right, here we go. Matt, is that you?
Hey, you looking at me?
Yeah, what's happening? Yes.
Hey, what's up? It's Mac Daddy from Jersey.
Oh, what's
going
up?
On, Anthony? Yeah, no, well, I was kind of thought twice before calling in because the bit was just so great. But I was looking at the Twitter feed for this cunt, Sarah.
Don't sugarcoat it. Tell us how you really feel.
I'm just doing a little research because I wanted to see more.
I wanted to jerk off to her.
Yeah, I was doing research too the last 10 minutes.
But I don't see any proof that she ever worked for SNL. And she just sent a reply to someone else that was tweeting to her. And it says, "Hi, they decided I work for SNL, so they're trying to get me fired from a job they made up."
Well, it's like trying to punch these kids in the face for a story that never happened. How's it feel? Right.
Oh,
right.
You can totally get the blowjob.
He made it up, or I don't know where it's coming from, but apparently, even if you look on our Twitter feed, it says she lives in L.A.
So I guess that
can make her a writer, but
she
might have written for one sketch or skit or something, and then you're an SNL writer.
Or she's a contributing writer out of L.A. And they use her for that.
It's like a guy who does stand up for 6 months and says he's a comedian.
Yes, great.
Well, you can't say that unless you've been doing it for 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, at least.
Right, you obviously think she's funny, though.
And people are saying her best friend that she was asking to send tit pics from.
Yeah.
One is Melissa Stetton.
Who's Melissa Stetton?
Who's that?
Come on.
That's what people are saying. They're like, they're best friends.
Who is she?
Makes sense, too.
Anthony's ex.
One of my exes.
Are you serious?
She does have, are there any pictures of them together?
I just
hold their names in and see if there's a
picture. Well, I'd like to apologize to Lorne Michaels.
Oh, God. It would make perfect sense, too. Because they are very similar, except for the tit size.
Well, it would explain her comedy chops.
It
always comes back. It always comes back to Compound Media at the end of the day. Somehow it always circles back,
doesn't it?
It is the 6 degrees of Kumia.
Well, thanks, Matt. Or Mac. Or what? Thank you, Jersey.
Whatever.
Later, man. Yeah. That would make sense because that seems like the type of person she'd be.
Nothing's really coming up, though, so... Yeah, I don't know.
Stetton. Well, maybe. Who knows?
Well.
I haven't heard from her in quite a while, so I don't know what she's up to. But she's like crazy liberal now. Did she get married? I think she got married to some dude. I think Melissa got married to some other dude. Obviously some other dude.
But she's still sending tit pics, I guess.
Sending tit pics to her good, huge titted friend.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. I got an in.
Wow.
Nice.
I got it in. Deep discount. Oh, my God, people. What the hell are you doing? Are you still renting on demand or trying to download a movie?
Hold on.
What?
I put the wrong one up, sorry.
Oh, you did. It doesn't matter. I could go off forever on deep discount. Is this it?
No, I'll give you one second.
Oh, well, I'll just talk about it, and I'll say deepdiscount.com. Why rent these stupid movies or great movies on a stupid thing like your cable provider when you could buy and own the movie? Have that disc. Do you know when you buy a movie on cable, like a year from now, they could be like, well, we don't have the rights anymore.
Yeah.
But I bought the movie. You said I owned it. And they're like, yeah, no, you don't own it anymore.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. But when you buy a DVD of the movie, you just have it forever.
Yeah, it's like if you went to my special and downloaded my special and owned it,
there you go.
It would live forever. You're on your Vimeo account.
It's going to live forever. You're never taking that away.
Yeah, you probably watch it 3-4 times.
I understand. And
you could rent it, but then you go, maybe I should buy it.
Yeah. Zero tolerance.
That's right.
On Vimeo. Get that.
Huh?
Oh, wait, it wasn't even...
Was in the company.
I thought I was going to have to shuffle for... Oh, it's,
oh! I thought it would be more about like how you could get the King of Detroit on.
Right.
You know, I don't feel free to go on deep discount.
Oh, I bet you couldn't get it on there.
Oh, in fact, I bet you can get it at a discount.
I bet you could, but I don't know about betting, so I would have to go to BetDSI. That's what we're talking about here. The Rams and the Pats. Your last chance to get lucky this season is right around the corner. And you know you're going to be watching the game. And as always, you're going to eat too much. You'll drink a little too much. But let me ask you this. How would you like to double your money while you gorge yourself? Guaranteed. Look at all that money. When you go to BetDSI and register with the promo code KumiaBall, there it is right there. BetDSI, they're going to double your money instantly.
Huh.
Yeah.
And the other great thing is, too, they have options. Like, you can bet on the bad officiating that's going on in the game.
Exactly.
They have options.
Can you bet that a fucking pass interference call won't be made, even though the guy's getting destroyed before the ball ever gets near him?
Or the girl has a penis.
Or that. Bet DSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. That's right. Double your money. Deposit and you start winning right away. Get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right there. Where are you going to get that? You use that promo code KumiaBall. When it comes to football, BetDSI's got odds. Everything you ever want or imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all the other global sports, even politics, celebrities, and reality shows. BetDSI is going to put a line on it.
Yeah, you can play. What is it, Deadpool? You can bet on the next celebrity to go belly up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
BetDSI been online for 20 years and built an impeccable reputation. Great service, fast payment combined with an excellent mobile interface. And you play, you win, you get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. You join BetDSI.com. Use that promo code KumiaBall. There it is. And you start winning. You start winning right away. You start winning right away. Double that bankroll straight away. Promo code KumiaBall. Don't stand on the sidelines like an idiot. And you're not going to be excited. Who cares? Do you live in Boston?
You got to put a little
in L.A.
Yeah. You want some skin in the game? Put some skin in the game.
There you go. Other than that you're going to be excited about the game. Go to BetDSI and be in it, win it, and play with BetDSI. We love it. Oh, here comes the football. Oh, I missed it. You motherfuckers. What the hell else is going on? What are you talking about? Obviously, Facebook and Twitter. Do you know when you delete your account? They are still fucking following you and tracking you and have you.
Seriously?
Like there's you think you're deleting your account. It's kind of like what we just watched there. Yeah. She makes her account private. All her photos and videos are still
out there.
You know
what's funny? As everybody goes, it's just a phone with a camera. I go, no, what if just think about this for a minute. What if artificial intelligence is actually training us to work for it?
Yeah.
What if they know every single fucking thing you do?
Everything.
Every single thing you do.
You know, whatever
they made, and this is made out of technology that was reverse engineered off that spacecraft that crashed in Roswell in 1947. They used to use it to navigate the galaxy, and we get our hands on this grubby little mitts on this technology, and what do we do? We take dick pics and send it to each other. And hey, there's my cock. Send me your tits.
We shit on each other.
Easy, Senator. Easy, Senator.
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 You finding wieners pick. I mean, people forget.
I love that he held the baby in the photo for like a size comparison. He had baby wiener next to him, so his cock looked that much bigger.
Kid right
yeah,
next
just for a size
him.
Comparison. Oh, unbelievable.
Twisted fuck.
And that guy's making policy that affects our life, but he can't be trusted naked in front of a mirror with a camera phone.
Wait, was that the one you held over Pell Talk?
No. The one we had, it was just him from like here to here. Cock pick.
Okay.
Yeah. That was it. Anthony Weiner, what a fucking, we talked to him about doing a show here.
Oh, yeah, do you really?
Before he went away to prison.
You mentioned it in your book, Permanently Suspended.
Yeah, it's in my book, Permanently Suspended, available during this plug hour. Yeah. Available on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and right here at CompoundMedia.com.
Yes.
So, yeah, Facebook, Twitter. I think when the cell phone first came out, it was like, cool. I can make and get calls away from my wall-mounted phone at home.
Yeah.
That's it. But like you said, it's like, well, then there's a phone, but it's got a camera on it. Oh, cool. Now I can take pictures. Now I got the ability to send the pictures. Now I got the ability to text. And it all was so gradual.
Now I have the ability to have a full-on mental breakdown on Facebook.
Right.
So everybody knows what the fuck's going on.
All my information about everything I do and what I do out to some fucking who knows where.
That's the information. That's what they want.
Yeah.
That's what they want. It's the information they want.
Information.
Now I can access everyone on Earth if I have a knee-jerk reaction I want to take back.
Right. I need to tell the world.
Yeah.
About how uneducated on a topic I am.
Yeah.
Then I could do that immediately. But it was such a slow buildup that you know, that's why we still call it a phone. It's fucked up that it's even still called a phone.
It's called a tracking device.
And I think that's to keep us like, oh, it's safe. It's a phone. It's still just a phone.
No,
it's a tracking device. It gets information from you. It sends it to entities.
We live in a digital panopticon now. It's like, you know, they know everything. They don't even have to watch us anymore because we're watching each other.
We're videotaping each other. We rat each other out.
We've rat on ourselves. And, you know, and it's
Big Brother.
And the funny thing is we've been complicit in the loss of all our own privacy.
Of course.
And because, like you said, initially it started as a phone. Then it was this.
Who is that initially? You know, they're like, look how great this is. And you're like, I gotta have them.
It's subtle. It's not overt. Very. It's gradual. It's like all these fucking commercials about toxic masculinity. It's you make guys look like idiots in every single commercial on television. Then you push back with this Gillette. It's like, he's talking about the same toxic masculinity that saved us during World War II and hit the beaches in Omaha. Are you talking about that toxic masculinity?
Oh, and by the way, the guy on sitcoms has looked like a dipshit since the 70s. Yeah.
I get it right, honey. I'm such an asshole.
But you're right.
Imagine
though.
if years ago, before any of even cell phone technology was out there, some guy like knocks on the door. You don't know who it is. He's just some guy with a fedora, maybe a coat, very mysterious because you're not supposed to know who he is. And he goes up to you and goes, here, take this. Carry it with you every minute of every day. It's going to tell us what you do, where you shop, what you eat, everything about you. We're going to know who your family is, who you are, and we'll take that information automatically. Don't worry about it. But we need you to have this with you all the time. Wouldn't you shoot him in the face?
Yeah.
Like, and lock the door and go, oh, my God. But over time,
and we're pretty sure the radiation causes ball cancer.
Everybody's gonna have a fucking brain tumor in about 8 years. It looks like the shape of an iPhone 8. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
What's amazing though is when you heard about like the Antichrist and stuff, it was always barcodes and it was always like a chip in your brain.
Yeah, a chip in your head, a barcode.
And it's like what they did though is they actually made a profit off of it. They sold it to you.
Made a profit.
Isn't that amazing?
They sold it to you.
Not only did they not have to force us to be tracked,
right?
We clamored for it. We climbed over each other on a line to get the device.
And now you walk around and you see
the better one.
The better device.
People are fucking addicted to it now.
I know.
They can't even look up. They can't even look up.
Nope.
They can't make eye contact. They're just, it's like we're working our way back down the evolutionary scale. We're over, walking back down to become an amoeba. I got my smartphone. I got my smartphone. Yeah, well, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. You're going to get hit by a bus. You have a smartphone in a have fucking killed him. He couldn't stop texting while he was driving or updating his Facebook.
You're going to watch the evolution of man chart in like 3050.
Yeah, yeah.
It's backwards to just this chimp looking at a phone.
It's
going to
be two thumbs and a fucking shit. It's going to be two thumbs and just still texting. And the ends of the thumbs are split in two so you can hold cap locks while you're texting. Fucking idiots.
Three big cancerous testicles wearing Muslim attire.
Three big cancerous testicles with thumbs. Thumbs and testicles. Thumbs and the thumbs are split into two. You get a cap locks.
Cancer testicles and thumbs.
Oh my God.
That's all. That's what we're going to be reduced to. That's going to be toxic masculinity. That's all that's going to be left of toxic masculinity.
It's a hippity hop holding a fucking iPhone.
We just don't fucking, like, we're not individuals.
You know what I do with my phone? Like, you know what I do with my phone when I'm at home? I put it in a microwave and I close the door.
That's it.
That way, if anybody calls me, but my phone is for me to keep in touch with the world. You don't get to access me.
Yeah.
You're not going to get in Twitter wars or anything else with anybody. It's in the microwave. And I can't, maybe one day I'll just fucking hit the 9 button, push start.
Yeah, yeah. And let it
join up.
Let it fry.
That's what's creepy, though, because it's like I do shut off my phone when I'm with my family on weekends. And then it's like, now let's all sit in front of the TV that's also watching us. And
yeah, that's
with
just
our
it. It's not just the
you know
phone
what I mean?
Anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they've already got enough information about you out there.
Yeah.
That now, if you're in front of a Samsung television or you're in front of one of these robots at a mall, you're recognizable already. You've been put on the phone. I think not even, maybe even an infant can at this point get offline, off the grid.
No.
And raise themselves as like, I'm not part of this.
No, they're being babysat by iPads.
Yeah, yeah.
Their brains are being rewired already.
Right.
Artificial intelligence, bro. It's a real thing. And I sound like John Connor for the Terminator movies. It's the machines. They're coming to get us. Get off your fucking phones. It's not a joke.
Or just Ed Furlong today.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's a fucking psychopath. Yeah. It really is
true,
just
though.
Fucked up. You can't, and like all the stuff in the house that they promote on commercials for all these smart houses with the locks and air conditioning and everything run by an app on your phone.
Yeah.
That's all a way to get more information from you. You don't think they will look and send the information about your heat to oil companies that... You know, now you're getting ads.
That's what Ted Kaczynski was talking about.
Yes,
in his
was.
Cabin in the middle of the woods.
Festo.
Get off the grid, people.
Get off the grid.
The only mistake he made was coming off the grid to mail a package. Stay off the fucking grid. Like Jesse Ventura. I go to Mexico every year. I'm off the grid. I go to Mexico every year and I fuck hookers and they pay me my money back because I'm such a good lay. I have to go back on the grid to go to the doctor. Listen, because I get chlamydia. This is Jesse Ventura, and on this episode of UFO, we will expose... I know less about UFOs after watching a half hour of that fucking program than I knew about... You know, it's like, he's going to tell us about UFO. I just wasted a half hour trying to fucking find out about fucking some UFO. Now I know less information. He never fucking exposed it.
He had a show called Conspiracy Theory.
That's what it was.
With Jesse Ventura. And he would be like,
today I take a boat out to Plum Island where they do experimental biological warfare.
And he gets on a boat and he's like, they come out and they turn him away. It's like, sorry, you're not allowed. This is a government thing.
What are they trying to hide?
They're just fishing.
Jesse Ventura. Today I'm taking a boat out to Plum Island. I'm going to sit there and play with my plums.
Yeah.
See how they like it. Here on the Conspiracy Theory.
I'm going to be in the water catching crabs.
Don't be a fucking asshole. At least take some sniper fire. You know, they're shooting at us. We have to get out.
He went to Area 51.
You can't come in, Jesse. He just turns around and walks away. There you have it. There's going to be something going on.
He always does that. He goes, what are they trying to hide?
Him on your on ONA when he came on to promote that, when he was talking about it, he's like, I take OnStar right out of my car to be off the grid. And it's like, dude, you're on XM Radio. You
right
can
now.
Reconnect that anytime you want. You're off the grid because you don't have OnStar?
I took out my OnStar.
Now they can't trace me.
Off the grid.
Off the grid. So funny, man.
I'm off the grid in a radio studio in New York City.
When I would see him do these, I would see him go, "We're meeting with a mysterious individual in a van that absolutely knows about what happened in Roswell." And he goes in the van, and it's one of those silhouette people, and you hear him going, "Yeah, how you doing?" And it's fucking Alex Jones.
Like anybody would not recognize that voice.
Yeah. It's Alex.
Why even black him out?
Turn of the Frog's gay, Jesse.
So somebody was at Roswell who remembered it. How old would they be at that point?
They'd have to be pretty old. I think it was like 45 or 47. Or
47. 47. It was 47.
Yeah.
There's actually a book out. It was written by...
Permanently Suspended?
Permanently Suspended. It's a great book.
The King of Detroit?
No, but there's... or Zero Tolerance.
The Companion the plug out. Video?
No, it's written by Lieutenant Colonel Rick Corso, who was the guy who was assigned to guard. It's called The Day After Roswell. Oh. And he had a file called the Nut File, because if he told people what was in it. Because if you look at, like in 1962, we had this giant computer with vacuum tubes
that would fill up
a whole room. And like 10 years later, we had the Commodore 64 came out, which is like a keyboard thing. It's like, how do you condense, in less than 10 years? He said he had this stuff, like night vision goggles. They were working on it, but it was this huge bubble thing with antennas. And he goes, "I'll drop this off. I know you're working on this. I was never here." You know, and Pac Bell went, "Sure, fuck it. We'll take
it." So it's like reverse engineered from the aliens.
All that. Well, he said, you know, awesome. they said, hey, we called it the Nut File, because if I told anybody I had it, they would think it was nuts. But I mean, he makes some good points in it. They go, "Why else would he write the book? People think he's a fucking nutbag." But he talks about that's why they put people out when aliens abduct them. They put them out because otherwise you'd have a fight or flight reaction to you. Sucker punch an alien in the side of a head, burst his left eye, and that green slime would
punch that alien. I'll blow
a hole through your floor. You know, so that's why they would do it.
Just they're jamming shit in your ass. The whole thing's a mess. Yeah.
Welcome to Earth.
They're jamming shit. Hey, if aliens are coming here, it's probably some intergalactic rest area where they get out of the spaceship and poo out of the three assholes.
They gave us our phone technology.
Hey, thank you, Ron from Orcon. Thank you for the phone technology.
Dude, they're going to come get our water now. They've won.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it, dude. It's all aliens.
They did win. We just...
It's like that episode of...
We suck.
Surf Man. No, they want to help us. It's a cookbook. Remember that episode? Yes. Episode
of Surf Man. Limits. Seems harmless enough.
Yeah.
Try to decode the rest of the book.
Yeah.
Mixed with onions.
It's a cookbook.
It's a cookbook.
Just getting on, staring at their phones, getting on the spaceship.
I like it. Because that book started, or the book, the Twilight Zone starts with him like in the ship already on his way to the planet to be eaten, but you don't know that yet. And it's that Lurch guy, he comes in, "Please eat, you need to eat." He's like, "Fuck you." And then he tells the whole story about what happened. He was just ready to get off when she goes, "It's a cookbook," and they kind of pushed him on.
Yeah.
Like, I got
it. I loved it right before they said the end. You see the alien with a steak knife and a fork, just his testicle in three pieces.
Cut those balls out.
More salt, please.
Yes.
Seems harmless enough.
Wasn't Rod Sterling and the guy who created X-Files, though, harassed quite a bit by the government at times? It's amazing. Maybe it's just folklore. But I heard Rod Serling.
Well, I know the censors were all over Rod Serling, but that was because it was mostly racial stuff, which was weird. Or there was one where he wanted to do.
It wasn't racist enough.
He did a trial at Nuremberg. I think was him. Something
is that what it like was? That. Okay.
And he did that. And this really happened. There was a sponsor that was making gas stoves. So they didn't want any reference to the gassing of the Jews, because they didn't want a bad connotation of gas going with the sponsor's stove, which was a gas stove. And Rod Serling tells the story. He's like, and their stoves, they didn't want the gas to be interpreted as it. And it's like that shit's been going on this long. What hope do we have?
I was, you know, it's funny you bring it up. I was watching a documentary on a History Channel about Hitler the other day because I wanted to feel better about myself.
Permanently on my team.
Like, that's the gauge. The well, at least I'm not Hitler. But you know what I love is that, you know, I didn't realize, but Hitler had a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Proving once again, chicks always go for the assholes. But when I watch these documentaries, what I love is not the main guy. We all know Hitler's story.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But just the outside the limelighters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Eva Braun.
His little side.
Eva Braun.
They met when she was 17 and he was 40, and he didn't tell anybody because he felt kind of awkward about the age gap. Yeah. Like, you know, he murdered half of Europe, but he didn't want to be known as a creeper.
They used to hang out at the castle together.
Yeah, and he goes, and also because he thought part of his charm was he was sexy to women in Germany.
Like
he may not be much to you, but in 34 Berlin, he was like the Matthew McConaughey of Berlin in 1930.
Like a rock star. Rock stars don't tell their audience that they're married or going out with anybody because they want to seem available.
Yeah.
Hitler wanted to still seem available.
And what I love about, I'm about to make Hitler seem like even more of an asshole. Before him and Eva took the cyanide capsules in the bunker, they wanted to make sure they worked, so he gave them to his dog.
Yeah.
And murdered the dog, and he was inconsolable.
Felt bad.
Murdered 6 million Jews, kills one dog, he was inconsolable.
Yeah. I saw that on Downfall.
It's all confidence.
The movie Downfall, which is great. And I saw it in the movie theater. Yeah. And I'm watching it, and when Hitler, they put the capsule in the dog's mouth and crunch it, and you hear burr, and Hitler walks out and he's crying, he's really upset, and the theater's really quiet, and I went, poor Hitler. then you just hear like, some people laughing hysterically.
Dude, it was like, you know,
poor Hitler. I'm a hoot at the movie theater.
Eva Braun, bro. Hitler's girl, the greatest
Hitler's
nun loves.
Gal.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure she probably didn't like to be called that. I'm sure Rick Springfield would have never wrote a song about her either.
Yeah.
I wish I had a girl like Hitler's girl. Hitler's girl. All right, so.
Oh, Hitler. Hitler's girl. She was a big
miserable
German
twat. Miserable, most horrible human being. Speer, I think, said he was the most miserable person I ever met. And apparently, this guy hung out with Nazis 24/7. So that was like saying something, you know?
They all hung out with Nazis.
But she was the most miserable person he's ever met, is what he said.
I saw a documentary the other day where it was
you're ripping teeth out of heads, and you're like, this one's a real grump.
They had found a photo album from, I'm not sure if it was Auschwitz, but it was one of the concentration camps. They had found, I think it was album from photos from hell or something, album from hell. And it was, but it was one full photo album of just the Nazis in their off time. So they're fucking laughing, they're drinking, arms around each other, playing like soccer.
It's disgusting.
And it's like, it was so fucked up. And the way they had to present it in this documentary was constantly trying to reinforce, like, look, they were people. You call them monsters. Monsters don't exist. Like, these were people that did this horrible thing.
They were fucking monsters.
So remember that there's, but they were trying to say, like, they're not this fantasy thing, that people are capable of doing horrific things to other people. So you got to keep that in mind when you're watching them, you know, with their arms around each other, like with girls, they films of them like feeding their chicks and everything.
Yeah. I was in Nanjing. I was in China, and there's a museum, the Rape of Nanjing.
It was Nanjing.
Well, Nanjing used to be the capital.
Nanjing. He cost me $20, but I got a massage.
I was in Nanjing. She's a hell of a girl. Listen, but Nanjing, China, which was the original capital, but when the Japanese army invaded.
They
locked the gates. They took their samurai swords. They cut people in six pieces.
Crazy.
They made brother have sex with sisters. They cut the heads off babies. I mean, you talk about, like, I mean, like if you never read a history, like, the world is a horrible place filled with horrible people who
nuts.
Do That's fucking horrible stuff. Things to each other. I mean, and the fact that you've been raised on Walt Disney movies, go read a fucking history book. The Khmer Rouge, all this shit. These people, go see the fucking 25 bodies hanging off the bridges without their heads on fucking Mexico because the drug cartels. Go.
Well, and everything.
A lot of nasty stuff going on.
Well, and every disgusting thing you see, even in a movie, is created by the human mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even,
like,
even
it's all.
Fantasy.
Yeah, we're the monsters. Yeah. They don't exist.
You go see. Watch Pan's Labyrinth.
I know.
That's some sick shit. That man is nuts.
Yeah, I don't want to see. Guillermo del Toro has a lot of issues.
I interviewed him once, and it was fucking awesome.
He's incredible. He's an incredible
such
filmmaker.
A cool fucking guy, too.
Yeah.
He has his own house. Like, he's got two houses. Next to each other, or kind of close to each other, so he can kind of get away from his wife. So he could, you know, he just go to another house.
Yeah.
Go to another house and create.
Yeah. And his house is full of all of his creations and shit he's bought, like collector's items of horror things.
Yeah, the
like,
Devil's
the
Jim Henson.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, and he loves, like, I was talking to him about classic monster movies when he was growing up, and because we're about the same age. Godzilla and shit like that.
Creature
of
the Black Lagoon, all that, like, stuff, yeah.
Fascinated by all
what
that.
What was that movie with the girl? She with the water with that
Swamp Thing?
Swamp Thing.
No, not Swamp. No. The recent one. It was the girl fell in love with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Yeah, Shape of Water. They should have just called it I Fucked the Creature from the Black Lagoon. That's what they should have called that.
That's why I said it. Yeah.
I Fucked the Creature from the Black Lagoon, because that's what it was. It was like, I'm going, it was beautifully shot. Basically,
he's an excellent.
She fucked the creature from the Black Lagoon. Yeah. He pulled out his fucking three-headed pecker and just fucking jammed
it
into.
That's another movie that looked great. The cinematography on it was great.
Beautiful.
It had that old, like, look to it, an industrial look when they were in that place where they were keeping them. The rust on the doors and everything. And it was dark colors. It looked amazing. He's fucking awesome, man.
I think Hellboy 2, I think, was the one he did, like, the blockbuster, and it was still shot so amazing.
It's fine.
Like, that kind of a movie.
There's a talent to that. I don't know how people just assume, and you know, it's the director of photography and the cinematographer also, but I don't know how people just think they could make a movie it's going to look amazing.
But you know what it is?
It's like an artist.
It's really where art meets science, because you use all these great kind of lighting effects, and that's really what it's all lighting.
Now,
and
Joe the same equipment, you're not getting the same result. And that's why I say, like, you can't play an artist in a movie and just go, well, give him the paint. Now paint a Rembrandt. You're playing the guy.
Yeah.
And I always say with comedy, that's why people that play a comedian in a movie, like De Niro and shit, you can't do it. It's like telling someone to paint a painting because you're playing an artist.
Yeah.
You can't play a comedian because it's an art.
Yeah.
There's a delivery and writing the material.
You live it, breathe it,
you
eat
live
it, sleep it for like 15
never
fucking
seen
years.
A non-comedian play a comic on a movie that looks convincing.
And think about how funny Tom Hanks can be on, like, SNL and stuff, but then punchline, he's fucking, it's
horrible. They never get the comedy right. They never get the comedy.
Get the comedy right.
Never get the comedy right.
The delivery is always awkward and terrible.
You know who gets the comedy right? Jimmy Schubert. Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance.
On Vimeo?
Yeah, it's on
Vimeo.
Available
on Vimeo. On demand.
JimmySchubert.com. By the way, you want to see it live? You go to State Theater up there in Pittsburgh, and Friday I'll be at the Valley Forge Casino. So
that's it.
Sorry,
we love you. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me on, man. It was a lot of fun hanging out with you guys.
Dave, where are you going to be?
This Thursday, January 24th, Stand Up for Recovery at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, PA. The 26th, Comedy for Cancer in Sterling Heights, Michigan. And January 29th, catch me on You Know What Dude at 9 p.m. with Bob Kelly.
Catch Dave trying to buy his way into heaven.
Yep. That's the only way I'm getting
the clumsy gesture of a spiritual gatecrasher.
Tonight, the wonderful Eastside Dave McDonald is right here at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And Nightshade with the lovely and talented Michael Malice, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. We will see you back here tomorrow. Until then, have yourselves a great evening. Until then.